media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Oh my, this Tuesday, May 6, 2008 transmission is going to be quite a revelation for you. Very special broadcast today. Jim Tucker, who just covered and got inside info from the Trilateral Commission meeting a few days ago, will be joining us here first to break the news and information more than is just in his article on AmericanFreePress.net and Infowars.com right now. We have a surprise top globalist. We say that because we don't want to foil them coming on blind, scheduled for later. I'm just going to leave that be. About 95% of the time, these little treats do materialize. We'll see if this one does. Mike Rivero, for his monthly visits, pops in. Perfect timing to cover the latest info on the murder of Deborah Jean Palfrey and the overdrive cover-up by the police, AP, and others. And then we also have the apartment manager. They haven't even really released his name yet, but we have it, and we've talked to him. He's talked to the TV cameras, but without giving his name. He'll be joining us coming up. We're not going to give his name out either. The point is that he's going to be on the radio show with us coming up later today. She told him that she was being followed, thought there was a contract out on her. Then we have James Whale, who's made the front page of all the major papers in England. He was fired for giving his political views. That's right, you're not allowed to do that in England. Arguably one of the most popular, he's in the top three, arguably the most popular radio talk show host in England, fired for supporting the individual who just won to be the new mayor of London. The last guy was an open communist. So this is just amazing. A conservative mayor. And his friend is James Whale, and James was fired over this. He will be joining us in the fourth hour today from London. And he is going to do his own internet radio show, and he may be arrested. Because in England, you're not allowed to have free speech. Jolly old England is a hyper-police state today, ladies and gentlemen. And you're not allowed to have free speech if they don't say so. Nice men with badges and guns drop by. By the way, I'm not bashing police. I'm against what you're being trained to do and what you're following orders to do. There was a cop calling himself Anonymous Austin Cop on my message board in the comment section of InfoWars, commenting on a story today, and he said, typical blowhard, frothing Alex Jones, making the police look bad. And the people pointed out, this is a Seattle Times article about how they give the police information on citizens, the telecommunications companies do, without warrants. And the article, by the way, is pro-destroy the Fourth Amendment. I mean, I even post articles to point out what the establishment's doing that are saying get rid of the Fourth Amendment. And this guy's in there saying he's an Austin cop, saying that I'm basically, what do you call me, trash. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not the one destroying your dollar and your future. I'm not the one that puts sodium fluoride in your water, cop. Let me tell you something. There is no doubt that it is eating holes in your brain and attacking every organ in your body. There is no doubt it's reduced your IQ massively, and mine. There's no doubt we're in the same boat. You just think you're in the boat that didn't go into the bottom when you're in the boat with us going to the bottom. By the way, in a three-mile stretch, I saw nine police running speed traps today on 360. And I literally started crying. It's over. It's just beginning. They're going to triple the number, and they are going to literally micromanage everything you do.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future,
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in the next few weeks, he's found out the past 35 years every time, he should discover the location, either in North America or Europe, of the Bilderberg Group annual meeting of 125 owners of the chattel slaves. Its global economic steering arm that's openly called for world government, the end of the dollar, just met. Global elite gather in D.C. trilateral commission. He's got major leaks from the inside. And by the way, Jim's leaks always turn out to be very accurate. Kissinger a few years ago talked about $200 a barrel oil. It's gone well past $120 a barrel. When Kissinger said that, it was at $40 a barrel. And he said within the next few years, they would raise it artificially. And now Jim Tucker's got us another window via spies into the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington, D.C. He joins us from the offices of American Free Press in Washington, D.C., the super sleuth, straw hat and all. It is Jim Tucker. Jim, thanks for coming on with us.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. We only got you for one segment. Run down what you've got from the Trilateral Boys, the subdirectorate, with David Rockefeller, and then where you think Bilderberg may be.
Well, the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington was a lot of fun this weekend. We still don't know where Bilderberg is going to meet. There's boys in Europe have some ideas, but they're not checking out very well. And the possibility of Japan is only suggested because the G8 heads of state from North America and Europe are going to meet in Japan this year for the first time ever. So there could be a connection there. But the Trilateral Commission this past weekend was a lot of fun because they closed their meeting absolutely convinced that there would be no reporting, nobody would know who was there, or maybe a few people identifying by sight of Rockefeller or a famous face. But we have their complete list of participants. We have their complete agenda. We know everything that transpired. And they're going to be shocked when they see American Free Press this week, a four-page pull-out insert that gives the tells all about their mischief. As usual, it's well, one interesting thing is they are very upset about Ron Paul. Now, they said they're...
Tell you what, stay there, because I know you're in a newsroom and it's noisy, but I want you to back up a little bit because somebody's voice was overpowering things. Jim, explain to people, you guys had a mole in there. I mean, I don't want you to give us any details, but, I mean, or give us as much as you can of how you're getting this info out.
Somehow I can't go further, but there came to my hands their complete packet, which listed their participants, all 320 of them. It listed their agenda, what they're dealing with. And then eavesdropping in bars is a very helpful thing, also developing helpful bartenders who will also be your eyes and ears. Of course, as we sit there drinking lemonade or something. And their concern over Ron Paul fascinated me. They say that they're quite sure that they own any of the three potential presidents, meaning Senator John McCain and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They noted that Hillary and Obama have pretended they've got reservations about NAFTA, and they say that's pure politics, citing the Obama boy in Canada who reassured Canadian diplomats, according to stories published in Canadian newspapers, that Obama was all for NAFTA. It's just campaign rhetoric with his reassurances to the Canadians.
Okay, but you specifically, this is coming from Bilderberg, I mean, from Trilateral Commission, same thing. Why are they still worried about Ron Paul?
Because they're concerned about Ron Paul's turning out thousands and thousands of young voters who are getting what they call their political education. Well, the political education Dr. Paul is giving these throngs of young people is exactly the opposite of what Bilderberg and Trilateral want.
So they're worried about the movement and what it's built rather than the candidacy.
Yes, they're sure that Ron Paul, well, Ron Paul himself says that he recognizes no chance to be elected president.
Well, if Ron Paul would give us some marching orders for the tens of millions that'll do whatever he says, like let's try to repeal NAFTA now that it's up, or let's repeal gun laws, or let's shut down the border or end the war, they would go out and continue the grassroots operations. Right now, they're still spending 99% of their time on the delegate process and running around shouting Ron Paul and buying his book, and that's all fine and dandy. We sell the book, too. It's just that I think Ron Paul needs to understand he is the leader right now, and he needs to, I think, go ahead and give some orders, because an army that doesn't fight kind of falls apart.
Well, he's thinks he's got about 50 delegates with all the campaign election cheating and so forth, still about 50 delegates, and he's hoping to be able to deliver a primetime speech at the convention on that basis. And it used to be if you got even one delegate, you could be placed in nomination in an adoring fashion. But they're concerned that these thousands of young people who follow Ron Paul are being educated on the Constitution, which they despise, the First and Tenth Amendments, which they despise, and the fact that Ron Paul would bring the United States back to a non-interventionist policy abroad. He'd bring the troops home immediately, not only from Iraq and Afghanistan, but from 130 peacekeeping missions around the world. He'd bring them home, and they would protect our border, not other people's borders. And our borders are so badly unprotected as it is.
Okay, so now, bottom line, they're worried about the anti-globalist movement exploding in size with Ron Paul as a focal point.
Yes, and with all these young people embracing, and traditionally young people are always considered left-wingers in the 1960s. They all voted for McGovern, and they who was opposed to, correctly opposed to the war, but also favored a whole lot of socialism.
That's right. So now they're not buying into fake conservatives, neocons. They're not buying into a foundation, establishment, gatekeeper, liberals. They're actually waking up to the New World Order, and your sources were saying that that was one of the main topics.
It was not actually on the agenda, but a lot of people expressed concern about Ron Paul.
Did they talk about ways to counter it?
No, they just raised the issue. We've got to do something about it. They want Paul, or Republicans, to pressure Paul to drop out now and stop his education rallies. And that assignment was given to Thomas Foley, former U.S. Speaker of the House. But he was a Democrat, but of course all that.
How is Foley going to go after Paul, do we know, from the enemy operation?
He will call up old cronies in Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who will pressure Paul to announce he's dropped his campaign and is through making speeches, this exercise in futility.
So the Trilateral Commission is putting a political fatwa out on Paul. You will see demonization campaigns, all of this suddenly heat up.
Yes, but Paul is a strong man. He will resist that, and he'll stay in at least until the Republican convention. And I hope he'll run as a third party. Maybe
absolutely. That's the way to go, but he's not going to do that for some reason.
Well, he could. Maybe he could. Will allow himself to be persuaded until the convention would be not politics to say, if I'm not nominated, if you don't vote for me at the convention, I'm going to run as a third party.
He should have announced that at his peak, as I look at all the graphs, in late January. I mean, my God, we had total destiny in our hands, but Ron Paul's advisors, I have to say, are very old school, and I don't think in the 21st century, but c'est la vie, he's a great man, and we appreciate the work he's done, and it shows that they're afraid. Jim Tucker, they also, according to your sources, are very upset that our taxes aren't 75-80%, and that's back on, I guess, the agenda to make sure we pay all of our money into, I guess, taxes of one form or another to pay off the debt on what the bankers have run up?
Yes, they've, scanning even as we speak. They're saying that as far as the panel titled U.S. Foreign and Domestic Policy, broad outlines for a new administration, it was presided over by a journalistic temp named David Gerken, who will write nothing about this in his magazine, U.S. News and World Report. And the conclusion was Americans simply don't pay enough of their fair share. We should pay our arrears in the UN dues and allow as many immigrants in the United States as want to come in, provide amnesty for illegal aliens already here. But nothing was said about the American taxpayers paying one-fourth of the UN's operating costs, one-third of the peacekeeping missions overseas. We should stop doing that right now.
And also, we have a duty, it says here in your article at AmericanFreePress.net, we have a duty to intervene and pay off all the banks and give them unlimited money and pay taxes for that.
Oh, yes. We should bail out the banks, but they didn't express much concern, if any, about the Americans who have hundreds of thousands of Americans whose homes are being foreclosed. Now, it can be said it was stupid. In fact, out of a Bilderberg meeting some years ago, we had an advanced story on this financial crisis. And surely it could be said it was very stupid of a young couple to buy a house with not a nickel down, be told that you can only have to pay this much each month, that's just your interest, not a bit on equity. and then 6 months or a year later find that the interest rates multiplied and they owe hundreds of dollars.
That's right. The Bilderberg Group said in 2006 they were going to pop the mortgage bubble. Jim Tucker, thank you so much for the time. You'll be reporting for us, of course, from Bilderberg.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Thanks for taking your chances with us, this show, again and again.
Now I'm strong.
together. We're coming straight on. Straight on. Straight on for the New World Order, and they're scared. They know that we know they're the enemy. They first tried to deny they were setting up a world government. Now they admit it and try to claim it's benevolent and loving and good, but we can see the fruits of everything they do. They're war criminals. Their combine will be brought to justice. Because humanity doesn't have a choice. And we're coming straight on. We're not listening to their propaganda, their misdirection anymore. We've broken our conditioning. We see clearly. And the New World Order knows their time is short. All right, later in the show, again, we have the condo manager, friends with Deborah Jean Palfrey, the murdered D.C. madam, joining us. That's going to be a radio first. He's going to be coming on with us. We got Mike Rivero, who's been working the case since the start, popping in the next hour. James Whale, making all the big British papers, getting fired over supporting a candidate for mayor of London. His candidate won. He's been fired. That's your so-called free speech. Country where if you do one of a couple hundred things, you get arrested speech-wise. Didn't used to be like that, but it's no longer jolly old England. It's police state England. And I want to explain this again because I get emails and message board comments from people claiming to be cops calling me trash. You know something? I've been there at the hospital watching innocent families have their babies kidnapped from them for no reason. I have seen the sheriff where I grew up go to jail for shipping in the drugs. I already knew that and told people and had the cops threaten to kill me. I have witnessed thousands of videos of police beating people up and then charging them with assaulting them. I have had police demand to search my car without a warrant repeatedly and then threaten me when I said no. I, on a three-mile stretch of road, 3 miles, saw nine cops this morning radaring people. That's too many. There's too many of you. You're in our business too much. There's too many cameras. And I was thinking, it was running through my head, racing through my head, the thousands of things that make me mad at police. Like pulling up last year at my office, and my IT guy pulled into the office, and they said that looked suspicious the way he pulled in to his workplace. They were behind him, thought he was running from him, pulling in. No, he works here. And so his license was expired. They were putting him in the police car when I pull up, and cops kind of bull up at first, and they recognize me and start laughing and saying how they've been watching me for all these years and how one of them's retiring in 6 months, and he can't wait. And two senior cops, the woman cop's taking him to jail, and I said, if he was an illegal alien, you wouldn't be arresting him. He said, you know, Alex, really you're right, because we're encouraged not to because the judge just lets him go or gives him a $50 fine. And that's really true, and I don't like that. But I said, that's not a law, is it? He goes, no, but, you know, it's, what else did he say? He was like, well, and quotas aren't a law, but we got to do it. He started laughing. He goes, that's why I'm glad I'm out of here in 6 months. The other guy's there, black guy, white guy, they're both laughing. I lean over to the car while she's driving off, and I said, yeah, if he was an illegal alien, wouldn't he going to jail? And she got mad and pulled off. And don't deny you do that. Don't deny that's, you know, the cop who called me trash on my comment section on InfoWars today said, you know what, we've got too many things. You know, I'm too busy. Wasn't even part of the conversation. He just said, I'm too busy to put up with this type of baloney. You know, we're too busy. Like, what does that even mean? You're too busy writing tickets? You should be arresting reckless drivers and red light runners. Not, look, here's the deal. Police didn't used to give you a ticket when you're 5 miles over. They do now. That's what I mean, the squeezing, the tightening. I mean, folks, I saw 12 cops on the way to work, 9 on one road. 9! It's infested with them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye.
Ah, it's Willie Nelson. He's declared his eternal enmity against the New World Order on this radio show, along with thousands of other prominent people. But we've got somebody who likes the New World Order, an apologist for it. He is the former head of the Kissinger Group. He is one of the top people at the Carnegie operation that has shaped this wondrous world we all live in. And he wrote the last book, Running the World. He has his new book out, bound to be a bestseller, Superclass, the Global Power Elite and the World They're Making, all about the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. And he is, of course, David Rothkopf, and we appreciate him coming on. He's kind of the new generation of Henry Kissinger prototypes, and we appreciate him spending time with us. And I was talking to him in the break, and I said, I said, "Hello, sir. Thanks for coming on." He started laughing. And I said, "Oh, you know my views." He said, "Yeah, I know them." So we appreciate him coming on. Thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
So tell us all about the New World Order and about the superclass and the people that run it all for us.
Well, superclass is looking at how power has changed in the modern world, and how, you know, there have always been elites, but what's emerged in the past 20 or 30 years is an elite that operates on a global stage as opposed to a national stage. And obviously when an elite's on a national stage, you've got this kind of umbrella of sovereignty, laws, and other things that can help rein them in and give people at large a voice. But on the global stage, of course, you don't have that. You've got big companies that can play countries against each other. You've got small clusters of people who can influence how financial markets that might be regulated in a country operate beyond regulation on the global stage, and so on. And so what the book's really looking at is how this shift is impacting our lives, whether it's diminishing the influence of nation states, who's rising, who's falling, and tries to, you know, ask the question, what do you do about it?
So this is the model I saw in think tank papers 25 years ago, where we're going to give the slaves a choice of, are we going to have a world government system that you have a stake in, or is it going to be a world government system that you don't have a stake in, but we end up with world government either way? And as you write in your book, we basically have these non-governmental organizations that are trained SEALs for the 6,000 super elite. I love how you guys engineer each crisis and then offer each new solution to the crises that were created by the global super vampires.
Well, I don't use the term super vampires, and I don't refer to trained SEALs in the book. What I do try to do is look at what the trends are and ask the question, you know, what an average person like you or me ought to be doing about this. And, you know, from my point of view, I come from a real old school, not you know, the kind of papers that you might have seen at a think tank at any point, but from that old-fashioned school that says that the legitimacy of a government comes from the consent of the governed. And we've got lots of things going on the global stage where decisions are being made that don't reflect in any way on the consent of the governed.
But Mr. Rothkopf, I mean, they tell me working at the heading up Kissinger and Associates, what type of work you did?
It was Kissinger and Associates is a small consulting firm that advises companies on how they can build their business around the world.
But we know that Kissinger's a big super gopher for David Rockefeller and other big interests. So, I mean, that's a very powerful position. I mean, you certainly count yourself amongst the 6,000 super class, aren't you?
Heck no. Anybody who's as worried about how do you pay for your daughter's college education as me is not a member of the super class.
But it isn't about money, though. Isn't it about the levers of power?
It is. But, I mean, you know, I mean, the definition that I use for, you know, who's a member of this superclass is the ability to influence millions of lives across borders on a regular basis. And I don't do that. But, I mean, you know, CEOs of big companies do, big financial executives do, people who run governments do.
Well, here's an example. Here's an example. Henry Kissinger wrote, as you know, in 73, State Department Memorandum 200. Saying that IMF and World Bank money to third world nations would be tied to population reductions, sterilizations, food wars, things like that. Are you familiar with Dr. Kissinger's State Department Memorandum 200 that was then taken on as U.S. foreign policy?
I'm not familiar with that particular document, but I have in my last book and in other things taken a position that, you know, Kissinger did some things when he was Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, that were positive. He also did some things that I didn't agree with, and I'm not out here either advocating what he's done or passing judgment on him.
Well, bottom line, we know that through globalism, which is just a modern manifestation of the British imperial system. Not saying they even particularly run it today, but that same power behind the throne system of good old boys of regional roundtable groups, as Dr. Carol Quigley at Georgetown said, I'm sure you're familiar with him,
now we're looking at this, and you're right in your book, we're now under a global government. It's just a group of piratical corporations, bigger than any one government, having their way with us. But then the argument is being put forward by that very same consortium to have a even more powerful global government in the name of reining themselves in. That's like somebody saying, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Your comments to that?
Well, first of all, I don't advocate a global government at all. I do think that we could use some global governance. I don't think that the argument that financial elites make that somehow they should be allowed to operate on a global stage without regulation makes sense. And we've seen in the past, you know, couple of weeks a situation where that system, that approach has run amok, and that they then had the power to go to leaders in Washington and say, hey, bail us out at our investment bank while you're ignoring bailing people out who have mortgages at home. So, you know, I think that somehow you've got to get your regulatory arms around that, and I think you need to deal with a whole host of other transnational issues ranging from, you know, immigration to proliferation of weapons of mass destruction to global trade in some way that reflects the will of people at large, as opposed to leaving it to informal clusters of super empowered people and institutions who are going to act in their self-interest.
Okay, well, here's
an
example.
Everybody else.
Our mole got the entire list of attendees at the Trilateral Commission meeting a few days ago in D.C., was able to get the whole list, what they talked about, what they did. There might even be a tape, but we'll see if that gets released. We just had Jim Tucker on a few minutes ago. And there they were saying the government must fully pay in to the banks and, quote, bail them all out.
Well, look, I mean, you know, first of all, I don't know what happened at the Trilateral Commission meeting. I do know the Trilateral Commission has sort of been on hard times in the past few years, as a lot of the people who were originally involved in it aged and it didn't replenish itself.
Yeah, you say that on page 162 of Running the World.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of, you know, it was a group that's kind of passed its sell-by date. But, you know, having said that, I also know that this recent meeting is an effort to try to see if you can bring some new blood into it and restore the process. You know, having said that, you know, look at the list you've got there, and, you know, 60-70% of the people in the room fall into the category of wonks rather than people who've got real power. So, you know, that's really a talking shop.
What would you call yourself?
Pardon me?
What would you call yourself?
In what respect?
Would I call myself
a wonk? No. Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm writing books, I'm writing articles, I'm out there offering my opinion, but I don't have any ability to sort of, you know, move people in the direction of my opinion beyond, you know, whether I express it clearly or not.
Well, look, we know that the big think tanks and the big military-industrial complex foundations are studying human activity, studying how we behave, engineering our society. I mean, that came out in the church hearings about the Carnegie Endowment for Peace that you're in. So, I mean, again, you guys all come across as real reasonable and friendly and everything's okay. But when I ferret into what, I mean, Richard N. Haass writing Club of Rome documents admitting global warming's fake, but saying that we need to use it to make humanity the enemy so the state can organize against humans. I mean, have you read that quote?
No.
Are you friends with Haass?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty friendly with Richard Haass, but I got to tell you, that sounds ridiculous. I mean, you know, first of all, global warming isn't a fake, but secondly, you know, in whose interest would it be to engineer that? You know, who would benefit from that?
Why did Hitler want to kill everybody else but him and his people?
Look, well, I mean, you know, the motives of
he got men, that from the West. He got that from the Carnegies. He got that from the Rockefellers. You know who funded eugenics? That is the main driving force of everything in our society.
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, again, I don't certainly.
Well, are you compartmentalized? Let's say maybe you don't know. I mean, what division are you? I mean, I've got your title here, but what do you do at Carnegie?
I'm just a visiting scholar. I work on things like international economic issues. I work on things like America's role in the world. But you know what I do is I write books and I write articles. That's what I do. I wish I had the kind of influence that are, you know, is normally ascribed to these groups, but most of the guys who work in think tanks are, you know, former this or former that, or they're academics and they're trying to influence policy. And, you know, all you have to do is listen to the political debate in the United States today and see what that debate's about to realize they're, you know, policy types aren't having much influence on the debate at all.
Okay, let me read this to you. This is Richard N. Haass First published in the first Global Revolution, 1991. Republished Club of Rome, 93. Just republished last year. In a report titled The First Global Revolution, Club of Rome, Globalist Think Tank, we find the statement by Haas. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. And he went on to call for state sovereignty must be altered in a global era, that a system of world government must be created and sovereignty eliminated in order to fight global warming. And it goes on and on. And you're saying, I'm not for global government, I'm for global governance. That is a semantical trick. I mean,
you could say that, but I mean, you know, take an issue, take an international issue. One has to acknowledge we live in an era where there are all sorts of issues that are beyond the ability of individual nations to deal with. And so the question is, how do you deal with them? And if you don't want to have global governance, you don't want to have, you know, some kind of mechanisms that are actually connected somehow to the people, who resolves these issues? What I'm saying is, if there's a void, then the way it gets resolved is the competing self-interests of the most powerful people and companies and institutions. And that means there's very few people at the table, and it's always going to be resolved in the direction of one self-interest or the other. And the vast majority of people who don't even figure in these conversations, the 3 billion people in the world who live on less than $2 a day, they're not anywhere in the conversation. And, you know, I mean, I just come from a school of thought that says, you know, everybody has a right to influence their own lives, and we need mechanisms to do that. Just as we want them on a national basis, we now live in an era when we need them on an international basis, or we're going to leave it to the super empowered.
Super class, the global power elite in the world they are making, is a manifesto for how the elite plan to shape the course of our planet and impose a new world order, while combating the inevitable global network of anti-globalists. This is Paul Watson writing for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The author of the book, David J. Rothkopf, is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and has previously served as the Deputy Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade during the administration of Bill Clinton before he became Managing Director of Kissinger Associates in 1996. And he did an interview for Salon. You know, I have seen that you guys and gals are coming out of the woodwork now and are engaging the public and aren't denying everything now. Is that being done because your great work is now about to come to fruition? Or is that being done because you see massive resistance forming in every quarter across the planet?
Well, look, I can't speak for why anybody else is doing anything. The reason I wrote this book was that I felt that there are a bunch of issues that need to be addressed that aren't being addressed. And that I feel that, you know, when I look out at the discussions about globalization, they tend to be taking place within elite forums in ways that end up serving elites, and that we would be better off if we had a broader discussion that brought more people to the table.
Now, and you've repeated that 7 times, and that's basically, you're like a pulsar. You just, you know, repeat.
Well, it's possible that it's, you know, I mean, it is also possible that that's just my view, right?
No, I understand that that's your view, but, you know, this Delphi technique of repeating the same thing over and over again, the globalist.
I'm trying to answer the question. Want to ask me a question about something else? I'm very happy to answer the question about something
else. No, listen,
we
appreciate your time. I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm trying to understand something. I'm explaining the globalists, the crowd that has worked together, and we've got Rockefeller speeches thanking you guys, in basically one, you know, major direction, you fight about some things, to set up global power by the corporations to amass all the power you can. And then now you say, oh, we've taken your regional and local control away. Come now, energize and support a world government so you get your power back. And then I look at how the UN operates. I look how everything else operates. But you're talking about getting rid of the last levers I've got nationally. You're the crowd. The corporations always want to get rid of my sovereignty. And then now you're saying, oh, no, to stop them, you need to get rid of sovereignty.
Well, I don't think I'm saying any of that. What I do believe that we need to preserve national sovereignty. I believe that nation states are going to be the fundamental building blocks of the global system for a long time to come. What I'm saying is that there are gaps in the system forming because there is so much global activity. And, we've got two kinds of international organizations in the world, weak and dysfunctional. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank, all of these were cooked up 60, 70 years ago to respond to a post World War II reality, and the countries that are most influential and the issues that are needed to be addressed are different from the ones that those organizations
and
were
now
built to deal
John
with.
McCain and you and everybody else are calling for a new global system of, quote, democracies, you know, these League of Democracies, which I guess you can form and get rid of the bureaucracies in your image. But, I mean, that's always basically been the plan, is to use the UN and NATO and other groups as building blocks in the new World Order system.
Look, I think that there was a plan at the end of the Second World War to create international institutions so that we didn't end up fighting the kind of wars that have been fought for the preceding several hundred years because the cost of modern warfare had grown too high. I think the issue now is, what kind of institutions work best? Should those institutions somehow disenfranchise nation states? Of course not, because you need institutions that are as close as possible to people to reflect the interests of those people. But if you don't create the right kind of global institutions, what are you going to end up with? You're going to end up with leaving it to the big guys. And that's not a good outcome either. I can't imagine it's one that you would support.
Final segment with our guest straight ahead. We appreciate David Rothkopf for joining us. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yeah, Prince Philip, Ted Turner, the head of the Human Genome Project, Dr. Watson. We have thousands of their quotes. Now they got to build a world government so they can carry out the big black op. Then you talk to globalists and technocrats, and They'll tell you point blank. I've had them walk up to me on the hike and bike trail, and it'll be a retired U.S. senator. And, Mr. Jones, you're wrong about what we're doing. You know, it's not run by one group. It's not one power structure. We don't all want the things you say. All I know is that what the RAND Corporation says happens. All I know is what these big commissions call for happens. All I know is I hear about the League of Democracies. We're losing our freedoms. Pentagon-designed MIT control grids are going in, and the government calls it a control grid. Police are tasering and killing people every day. All I know is, Mr. Rothkopf, would you say that this is all just happening because the state is growing out of control, or because there isn't order? I mean, you're saying there are some power structures. Who are the different power blocks? How would you break it down? And then B, what would your answer be to counter that?
Well, first of all, the way I broke it down was, you know, there was a book 50 years ago written by a guy named C. Wright Mills called The Power Elite. And it looked at how in the United States, political, military, academic, cultural, other kinds of power leaderships tended to be kind of interlocking directorships. A lot of people knew each other and worked together and what the consequences of that were. And I said to myself, well, if I'm going to go look at that kind of group today, it's going to be on a global stage, not just on a national stage. And I thought I'd look at how it broke up. But, you know, I mean, look, I mean, you can look at political power structure in the United States and you see fragmentation. You look at it on a global stage, there's more of it. You look at businesses and they have competing interests. The oil companies want something completely different from what alternative energy companies want. You look at it in media, and again, they're competing interests. So, you know, to say that, you know, somehow there's a grand plan out there that's, you know, being achieved, that's not the main problem. And frankly, if I were worried about people with too much power, what I'd be worried about is the reality more than the myth. And the reality is that very often people with a lot of power act in a self-interested way. And when those interests align, because they are so super empowered, they tend to get their way more than average folks who don't have the ability to offset that.
Well, we have thousands of quotes by top globalists saying the House of World Order will cost money and blood. We're going to kill anybody that gets in our way. I can read those if you'd like just incredible, you know, British lords, you name it. And then we see everything they called for 80 years ago being built. And then now they're saying, oh, global government will stop us. You know, if that will defeat us, as they start hundreds of foundations, you know, and push them and run them and, you know, constantly drive for all of this. Well, who is the most powerful then? You say we need this global system to stop these evil globalists. Who is in power? Who are the major power brokers right now?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, if you're talking about international finance, there are 50 institutions that have $48.5 trillion, and those institutions thus, you know, control about a third of all assets. If you're looking at companies, there are 250 companies that have annual sales that are roughly a third of global GDP. So clearly, when you've got more assets, you've got the ability to determine how those assets are allocated.
But it's all interlocking. It's all interlocking. I mean, the Rockefellers.
It is interlocking. You're right about that.
The Rockefellers are about to fire Rex Tillerson because he won't go along with the global tax scheme. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, they're not going to fire him because they don't have enough power to do it. But the point is, it is interlocking. It's just not all interlocking. There are a lot of self-interested groups acting in competition with each other out there. And, you know, you've got me wrong if you think I've written a book or I'm arguing for global government. What I'm arguing for is a bigger say for the people in an area where right now most of the decisions are being made by a handful
of
people.
I agree with you that it's already being made outside of our power. But do I want to give those same bankers and industrialists now a global governmental mechanism with nice men in black uniforms to enforce globally? We'll be back in 70 seconds with our guest and let him answer that question.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David J. Rothkopf is our guest. The new book is out in stores. Get it, read it, analyze it. Superclass, the global power elite and the world they are making. We've got him for about four more minutes. We appreciate him spending time with us. I've just got one more question, and sir, and then you can make whatever key points you want that you haven't been able to make, and that's this. Who would you, and I know they're all interlocking, and I understand they're not totally monolithic, but power wants more power, bureaucracy wants more power. I know there's competing interests, but they're all going in the same direction. It's like a pack of wolves. I mean, they all want to eat deer. They may fight with each other occasionally. They may have different color pelts, whatever, but they're all going in the same direction here. And that is, what's more powerful, Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove? I know Council on Foreign Relations is just a British roundtable regional group, but I mean, overall, with those structures, what would you call more preeminent, more powerful? Is Davos now more powerful? I mean, today, what's the most powerful?
Well, I think the most influential is going to end up being the biggest, because it's got more people there. And so if a consensus is formed, or sort of common view evolves, it's going to reach more people. And so my sense is, probably Davos, the World Economic Forum, is more influential than these other ones that you're talking about. Yeah, having said that, Davos is mostly a bunch of, people going around giving speeches and not much really interesting, happening. What it does do is it helps set the agenda. It helps influence the discussion. And I think the greatest power that a group like this has is this kind of agenda-setting ability. And,
set consensuses there and get the flavor and the tone and the direction.
Yeah, they do. I got back from Davos one year or two ago, and somebody said, what happened there? And I said, I came to the conclusion, Davos is the factory where global conventional wisdom is manufactured. They're not making decisions. But
what are you going to do with the web? In your book, you talk about a new internet phasing out the old one.
Well, look, I mean, the web is great in the sense that it empowers people. It's led to all sorts of grassroots movements that enables people to go and create information and share it in a way that only the rich and powerful could have done before.
But
having said that, if you take Microsoft, Google, AOL, Yahoo, and MySpace, they can, those big corporations are responsible for 96% of the internet access in the United States. So it has made some people very rich and powerful. It has also empowered a lot of people.
So what needs to happen? An internet too with other corporations and institutions, and then you'll sign on to it and have a subdomain internet too?
No. I don't even know what an internet too is. I think that the empowering qualities of the internet are wonderful.
So what are you calling for with the net?
I'm not calling for anything. I don't have any agenda as far as the net goes.
Well, I got some quotes here. I don't have time to dig them out, but I mean, you do. Your book doesn't have anything about the internet or
no, it talks about how the internet has created some, members of the superclass, and it has talked about the power of the internet to help democratize.
But you say something about domain names in the UN.
I do talk a little bit about ICANN, which is one of these sort of very, very, very narrow global governance mechanism that helps assign domain names that has worked better than some other, groups like the UN. So, the point is, I believe that globalization is not a reversible trend. I believe that, there's never going to be a referendum in which we sort of vote against it. It's a historical trend that's a continuation of the Industrial Revolution. And so the consequence from my perspective is, what do you do about that?
Well, you know what? You know what? I want to just keep you for one more minute past the break for our internet audience, John. So keep him on with me. For folks listening on the web, we're just going to skip 1 minute of this break because I wanted to ask you about what are these steps that are anti-globalist? I mean, you talk in the book about trying to control and deal with the anti-globalist. What's that mean? Sir?
Yeah.
I mean, you in your book, you talk about dealing with anti-globalists. How are you going to do that?
With the anti-globalists? I'm talking about Hugo Chavez and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, I am here and I am back live. I was just, you like that? I open up the studio door and start screaming so that I'll be on air. Forgot that that was a short segment, short break coming back because I was talking to the globalist guest that we had, David Rothkopf, on, and then I ran out for a 1 minute break and came back a bit late there. Let me just finish my comments on him and then we will go to Mike Rivero, our next esteemed guest. I talked to him during the break and just made the point that, in your book you talk about these anti-globalist groups and how they have to be dealt with. And he said, yeah, they're Ahmadinejad and the people like the Venezuelan president, they have to be dealt with. These super nationalists. See, everything they do is meant to sound so reasonable, so nice, so friendly, so good. You know, it's just reasonable. Don't you want to say, and I've seen UN white papers and others that have been published, where they said a decade ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, different organizations said the same thing. We have to give people a false choice. They know there's a global government now. They know the global corporations are controlling them. We have to give them a choice, a false choice, of a democratized world government. That's us getting energized behind it and supporting it and having kangaroo meetings and votes that don't matter. Or you can just let the global corporations do whatever they want and act however they want because they've already achieved global governance. They're just rogue pirates doing what they want. No, we use nation states to prosecute them, to go after them, and pretty soon they would quit doing what they were doing if the people took their nations over. It's kind of like in your state, you know, one jurisdiction's got bad cops, another jurisdiction has good cops. Do you want to get rid of all the jurisdictions? I mean, like, I stay out of Williamson County because I've just seen too many horror stories, too many bad things happen, too many. I'm not saying all their police are bad, but, I mean, it's legendary. They arrest you like 2 days after your videotapes are late to Blockbuster. I mean, it's any way to get you. I mean, it's. I've been to court there. I've covered it. I've watched it. I mean, it's boss hog on steroids. Do I want them being able to come down here? I hardly go fishing on Lake Travis because LCRA are just complete, total psychopathic maniacs. And they're a private organization. They surveil all of Austin. They have cameras up all over Austin. I know some of their former security people. They're involved in all sorts of corruption that's in the news all the time. They do whatever they want, when they want, how they want. It's literally a private mafia organization. And I'm strongly considering never going on Lake Travis again. The problem is there's less and less places I can go. Not that I'm doing anything wrong. I don't go to dangerous parts of East Austin where there are well-known MS-13 and Crips and Bloods. And they have their own local Austin names, but it's the same deal. You know, just like I don't go around dangerous street gangs. And it's getting worse and worse. I want to be able to go to another country if the U.S. completely falls. The problem is it's global. Standardized police brainwashing, standardized brainwashed public, standardized control. I mean, that's what the globalists push for. Standardized taxation, standardized regulation. They take your blood for 30-plus years in every major Western country. That was an international agreement, international DNA database. They use it for bioweapons. They use it to frame people. They use it in claiming whatever they isolate, the compounds or DNA or proteins, the government and the private corporations they give it to claim ownership. People start suing as they learn, mainly through this show, the last decade that's going on. Bush gets a bill passed and signs it this week. Last week, saying, we take your DNA and blood for criminal databases. All babies are criminals. I mean, that isn't freedom, sucking blood out of babies, keeping it in government databases. The government's rogue. The government's corrupt. The government's out of control. You're illegitimate. We certainly don't want a global government set up to, quote, keep us safe from the globalist. We have this outdated global order system set up by the bankers, and so we need a total world government that'll be run by the people with the same bankers pushing for all of it. Just like the Federal Reserve engineers the latest collapse and consolidation, writes off all of its debt that it bought real assets with and then positioned into safe controlled areas, then their answer is give us total government power, abolish three federal agencies that regulate us, and make us complete rulers of the United States. Have you read their proposal? They engineer it, and then, oh, they get even more power. I had a cop, like I said, in fact, I've got it here in the stack. I'm going to read it later. Comment, you know, Alex, you're trash, and we're just trying to do our job, and you make everything up, and you're just a piece of garbage. Well, last time I checked, there have been hundreds of thousands of convictions just in the last 20 years of police for dealing drugs, running whores, raping children, everything else. Does that mean all cops do it? No. But it's not a few bad apples. The government reaches in and throws out the good apples and then kisses and loves the worm-eating apples and dumps worms in the bucket. I mean, have you seen the kind of stuff that goes on? Have you seen how you've been brainwashed? You understand that I shouldn't see nine cops in 3 miles writing tickets? Do you understand that they plan to double and triple again the number of cops, and they now snatch your kid if your three-year-old's in a fenced backyard playing and you're watching them out the window? The scumbag neighbors call the police on you because we are a Nazi, Stasi, degenerate society trained as tattle, and the cops come and take your kid? Did you know I know well-to-do middle-class people whose kid falls off of monkey bars and breaks their finger? Doesn't matter if they have witnesses. The CPS comes and takes their kid. The government's unreasonable. It's out of control. It violates the law all the time. I have been to court and seen police lie. I saw them beat up Oza Motley, the jazz/alternative band, for no reason, on video, and then lie in court and say they attack police. I mean, the cops lie now when there's video of it. Take the guy in Houston, the CIA guy they gunned down. The family's now suing for civil rights violation. They pull him over. He gets spooked for some reason, drives off, not in a high-speed chase, waits till other cops get there, gets out with his hands at his side. The cop shoots him one time in the back. He falls down. The cops manhandle him, put him in handcuffs. His blood runs out, and they stand around acting all pumped up. You even see one of them doing a pumped-up deal, making his fist. I mean, getting off on killing somebody. I'm not here, meatball, so you can go out and hunt man. Last night, I couldn't sleep, and I was exhausted. I'm about to go to you, Mike. I want to make this point. We're going to hold you over if you can. Last night, I laid in bed. I got in bed about 10. I was exhausted, but I couldn't go to sleep till about 1. And I thought about my son, my daughters. I thought about how they got to grow up and be pulled over by people like you. I thought about how their future's gone. I thought about how there's going to be 10 million cops and bureaucrats and tattletales and spies. And I was just sick. I was sick. I was sick. And then I got up and watched the latest info on Cedric Benson, the UT football player. Turns out the police report, according to all the witnesses and his lawyer and everybody else, as usual, is a lie. There were more than 50 boats in Devil's Cove. They pull up to his. He's been on the lake twice since he bought this boat a year ago, and he's been pulled over both times. See, that's the freedom. Quote, randomly. It's like the airport on the lake. Just, we're going to search you. And they got on board, and the cop said that he smart-mouthed him a little. And the lawyer said, yeah, he just said, why are you pulling me over every time I'm out here? They were at anchor in the cove drinking beer. And they said, come over to the boat with us. And then in front of witnesses, and the police admit this, they kicked his legs out from under him when he argued. By the way, you know what he said? He said, hey, we're at anchor. I can have somebody else drive if you think I'm drunk. They kicked his legs out from under him and then pepper sprayed him in the face. And he was smart enough, but you know what? He cried. He didn't cry because he was a wimp. I know it's real funny. He's not doing good on the Bears, so he deserves to. You know, he cried because he knew he's a slave. And he knew that his life is always going to be like this, and he's always got to let lesser men. And by the way, the cop, as usual, said, I was intimidated by his size. I had to take control of the situation. It's like when that other retired football player got out of his car, not one of the gangbanger types, no criminal record. He was in Georgia. And the cop said in the report he was intimidated. You could see it. The guy gets out, and he's like, yes, sir, officer. Being real nice because he knows people are intimidated by him. Big black, and these are big white guys. They're nothing compared to this guy. I mean, these are big white guys, probably 6'1". This guy's like 6'6", 350 pounds, and they're only 250. They're intimidated. And so he gets out, and they step back, and they put their hands in, and he puts his hands together, and he says, please, come on. And the guy says, don't you make a fist at me. And he goes, I'm not. He has his hands together begging him. So the cop shoves him. And the black guy steps back and tries to run because he's got the taser out. And they taser him in the back. And then the news says he's bad. Mike Rivero, I appreciate you holding for 5 minutes while I was ranting about that. It's just that then this morning I was driving to work, and on 3 miles, when I saw the first one, I count them is what I do. I saw three police cars and six motorcycle cops. Then I saw three more on the rest of the way to work, another 4 miles or so. But, I mean, I literally started getting nauseated, freaked out. They were pulling up beside me. They were everywhere. I just can't handle it anymore. Do you have any comments?
Well, yeah, we have pretty much the same thing happening here in Hawaii. Recently, the state legislature put our speeding fines you know, way, way up there. It used to be, you know, like $20, $30, $40. Now it's $150, $200 for speeding. And inevitably, of course, you know, the cops are lined up on the roads with their radar guns and everything. And it's basically, it's a form of pillaging the people. Because, you know, the traffic is the traffic, you know, here in Hawaii, and they're pulling people over for being just a mile or two above the limit. There's no more little 5 mile an hour grace thing. It's just a money-making opportunity because tax revenues are in decline, because the economy is in decline, property taxes are in decline.
And they're hiring more cops. Stay there, Mike Rivera. He'll be with us into the next hour. Mike, we really appreciate you. WhatReallyHappened.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Yeah, just finishing up the point I was making about Cedric Benson.
Well, I'm not the kind of
You know, they started decades ago. We do a safety check to make sure you've got your life vest. That sounds reasonable. Not a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Because in a free society, you're not supposed to have people in your business, in your life, always stopping you. You're the citizen. You're the boss. Not you, the government. But see, that's how it starts. They just go boat to boat. Oh, it's Cedric Benson. We're gonna have our way with you now. Oh, you refuse to put a breathalyzer in your mouth. We're gonna torture you. I know I'm off on the police. It's just it's really starting to get to me. And then how they don't see that this isn't freedom. They're just hiring more and more and more. And we're gonna get into Deborah Jean Palfrey, her friend who said that she said that they were had a contract out on her is gonna be joining us, and Mike's gonna be co-interviewing her with me. But getting back to this about the police, you know, our oil costs are going up, all our prices, our food prices. And what do they have? They've now doubled the cops the last 10 years. They're just everywhere, so they're going to really squeeze. I mean, I guess this is a full court press, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's all about repression. And one of the alarming tendencies we're seeing is the police forces are hiring up. They specifically are recruiting from among the veterans returning from Iraq. So we're getting these guys who have been trained to basically just crush the population down and, you know, keep them in their place. They're joining the police force, and nobody's really spending any time or money trying to convince them that maybe they're supposed to behave a little bit differently here in the United States. So, you know, I think one of the most alarming things that happened this last week is the manufacturer of the tasers that have been sort of at the forefront of this police pain compliance thinking has gone to court and succeeded in getting a judge to order medical examiners to no longer blame tasers for the death of people being
arrested.
That's right.
In one county, three people died in 1 year, and so they picked that case with a judge that for some reason that they knew would be pliant and go along, and then now the judges, I guess when a cop shoots you, they'll have the, now they'll order the doctors not to say you died by a gunshot wound, huh, Mike?
Well, it does seem extremely absurd. They came up with some kind of phrase, hysterical over-exuberance or something, to basically make it look like it's your own fault when you die after running a bunch of electricity through your heart. And, of course, it led a lot of police who had been facing manslaughter charges, they're now off the hook. And, of course, nobody can sue the taser manufacturers anymore.
Yeah, that's why people die, folks, when you get electrocuted, is the heart is electrochemical and it messes up its beats.
Yeah, it doesn't take very much electricity at all going through the heart to make it stop beating. And that's how death from electrocution happens. And these tasers, they're pouring all this current into your body. It goes through your chest. You know, it's designed to basically hit the nervous system and knock you down. People are dying from it, and rather than raise the question about whether this is something that should be used on the American people, the courts are now saying, you know, we will make sure that tasers are never blamed. You will have no recourse. You cannot sue the taser manufacturer.
And by the way, Taser announced last year they're going to radically increase the power. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only are they increasing the power, they're increasing the range. And, you know, again, the police just say, I was intimidated by the person's actions. And I got to tell you, I saw that video of that gentleman who got gunned down by the Houston Police Department. There was no question. That officer just walked up and shot the guy and put him down on the ground. There was no question that.
And then they roughly jump on him with a bullet hole and blood. They were wanting him to die. It was a hit, folks. The evidence is overwhelming. And then put handcuffs on him. They wanted, I mean, did you see that? And they said, well, we couldn't give him mouth to mouth. We didn't have our plastic gloves.
Yeah, it really was extreme nonsense, but there's no question in my mind from the way, just looking at the way the officer just runs up, shoots him, and then immediately leaves. There was no, absolutely no indication of saying, you know, put your hands up where we can see. The guy was just getting out of the car.
It looks like a hit to me.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, we're seeing a lot of this wet work. We had that gentleman with the Palestinian charity was sliced up, duct taped, tied, and thrown in a lake, and they declared it suicide. I mean, come on, you know.
Well, they've always had hit teams on departments, but the way the news lied and said he went for something, clearly on video, he wanted police around him. Somebody pulled him over. He was scared. He left the scene. And then they don't make it about how they gunned him down in the back and didn't give him aid. It became an issue of, was he really CIA? And then I went and did a Google search. It was all over the news. It was confirmed he was CIA.
Absolutely. He was confirmed he was CIA. He was contacting, he was trying to call the FBI. So he knew somebody had a hit out on him, and he was trying to basically get to a place of safety. And he thought if he had a bunch of police officers around him, nobody could do anything. But, you know, Lee Oswald thought exactly the same thing at the Texas Theater. And, you know, and then down in the basement of the Dallas Police Department, he was assassinated anyway to silence him.
And they let Jack Ruby in the back door. That's admitted.
Yeah, absolutely they did. And, you know, there's a little wrinkle about that. Most people don't know that the officer who was in charge of Kennedy Security in Dallas became chief of police of Dallas. The cop who was accused of letting Ruby into the basement became chief of police of Midlothian. So how's that for performance enhancements or performance incentive
programs? Well, they've always used cops as your hitmen. I mean, most of the time in the U.S., it's the local hit team they hire because they need to be able to cover it up. That's how you pay the police. That's a tax to them, is that they get to do the hits.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, JMS eFoodsDirect.com. It's important that you listen to The Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, April 6th. Starting at 1 p.m. is a special segment on the American famine. The president is sending $970 million to third world countries to buy food. Our administration refuses to limit exports, so the food is going to come from America. Other countries are already buying all our food they can get at any price. Farm organizations are trying to stop greedy commodity investors from buying up all our food. Grocery stores are rationing flour, rice, cooking oil, and soon to be corn. Storable apples are almost impossible to find. Alex Jones and I'll be discussing urgent warnings regarding the American famine, Tuesday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed this segment, go to eFoodsDirect.com and look up American Famine.
Park Lake Towers says he spent a lot of time talking with Palfrey on Monday as she packed up to head to her mother's. Now, he claims that she did not at all seem suicidal.
Deborah Jean Palfrey has many ties to Central Florida. For the past 12 years, she's owned a condo at Park Lake Towers. The building manager, who asked us not to show his face, talked with Palfrey Monday before she left for her mother's in Tarpon Springs. He strongly believes Palfrey's death was not a suicide.
Jean Palfrey was a class act. She wore very good clothes. She was very well educated. her way out of this earth certainly wouldn't have been in an aluminum shed attached to a mobile home in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Palfrey was convicted of running a high-profile escort service for Washington's elite and faced many years in prison. But she was found hanged yesterday at her mother's home, and investigators say they have no doubt it was a suicide.
A couple handwritten notes, at least more than one handwritten note, was discovered inside the residence indicating her intent of taking her life.
But her building manager says Palfrey often told him she believed she was being followed, and he thinks there may have been some former clients of her escort service who wanted her dead.
She insinuated there was a contract out for her, so I fully believe they succeeded.
Palfrey's Lexus is still parked in the Park Lake garage, and the staff says on Monday she asked them about making sure her condo fees continued to be paid during what Palfrey anticipated would be 6 years in prison. They say she left that day with some suitcases and a box.
She had one file box, white paper file box, that she told me had some of her important papers with her. And then she just kind of raised her eyebrow like, oh, yeah, you're supposed to think that's all her information on her business that she had in Washington.
Now, it is estimated that Palfrey's phone records contained the phone numbers of 10 to 15,000 clients who used her services during the 13 years that she was in business. She's never denied running an escort service, but she did deny having knowledge that any illegal sexual activity.
So that's part of the NBC newscast on this there in Florida. And I really appreciate Joseph Strizak joining us. Mike Rivero, talk show host, weeknights here on Genesis, is co-hosting with us for this hour and some into the next hour. Mr. Strizak, I appreciate your courage in going public and putting out your name and everything. Why are you now doing that?
Well, it's mainly because I'm being contacted from so many different locations, so many different people locally. I've had calls from overseas, San Francisco. Basically, when you talk to a woman on a Monday and she's dead on Thursday, it's a little bit, unnerving. And I think I feel sorry for her mother and her family.
Well, we appreciate your courage. Can you specifically and expand on it, if you can, any details, when on Monday she told you she thought that there was a contract on her, thought she was being followed, specifically when and where, and what did she say? Please go back in your memory. Think as hard as you can.
Well, she was. I watched her in the morning after 9 a.m. Go several times to a vehicle out in the parking lot, which was not her vehicle. It was a rental. And on her last bop down the stairs, I ran into her, and we started talking, and then we proceeded to walk outside, and we sat down on a bench, and she started telling me about why she was there and that she was going to her mother's, and things that had happened. She had gotten a lot of rest, she said, at the Park Lake Towers, because simply we have a very high surveillance system in the building where we can watch what's going on, and she felt very safe. And then she proceeded to tell me about different times she'd be on the outer belts in Washington driving around, and cars would be following her, and she would then have to get off and lose them and get back on and continue on her ways. So she felt very safe here. We're a very, very safe building. And she was very happy for having the rest. But she also, she told me about her probably going into jail and how she felt that they were down to about 6 years in negotiations on it, and that she worried for her mother. And she was going to try and talk her mother into moving into Park Lake Towers while she was in jail, and how she would take care of the association dues while she was in jail. And although they had been being paid from a bank through automatic depositing, I'm sure she wanted to make sure that the place was being kept up while her mother was living here. I don't know if she ever proceeded to tell her mother her wishes, but I know that's one thing she was very adamant about, was getting her mother to move here from Tarpon Springs. So,
now,
go
ahead. I was just going to ask about the specifics of thinking a contract was out on her.
Well, she told me she feared for her life. And And that's how we proceeded to talk about her being followed, about the safeness of the building here, so she didn't have to worry about that. And she didn't say contract out for her life. She just told me she feared for her life. So
and that she thought that she was being followed.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she said definitely. She.
Anything else that she said or any other details? It's so important.
She did talk about, you know, who her true friends were and how she thought some people were her friends and they were not. And I think she had a little bit of paranoia. I think she was very hesitant in making friends with anyone right now. I don't think she trusted anyone except her mother. I'm sure she really...
Well, I'm thinking about her being a you know, very ladylike, very nice person, very very meticulous about being clean and well-dressed. I don't think any woman would go murder herself, go kill herself at her mother's house, and as you said, do it in a dirty shed. I mean, this stinks to yes. high heaven, and she told others. She told me off air, I said, listen, you need to go on air and say you're never going to kill yourself. And she said, that's silly. I'll never do that. If I die, I was murdered. But then on air, she said, I'll never kill myself. But, I mean, she told me she'd never kill herself. She told her family that. The news had said she was an only child. She did have a sister. Her sister said she never talked like that. Her mother said she was in a good mood despite everything and was talking about an appeal, was talking about writing a book, was talking about how she was going to deal with prison. And then this guy pops up out of nowhere who helps cover stuff up on the Bobby Kennedy killing, who pops up as an apologist, just says, oh, I don't have a tape of it, but she said she was going to kill herself. I want to bring Mike Rivero in here. Mike, do you have any questions for the building manager who was friends with Ms. Palfrey?
Well, I don't have so many questions. I'm certainly glad that you have the courage to speak out and fill in some of the missing pieces here, because my first comment in listening to your description about her going around and making all these preparations and making sure things were going to be paid and the rest of it, these are inconsistent with the profile of somebody who is seriously considering ending her own life, because, you know, there are behavior patterns that are associated with being a suicidal person.
Right.
And this is inconsistent with it, you know, and just the idea of taking a lot of her belongings to her mother, you know, for a visit is also inconsistent. Why is she going to pack a suitcase if she knows she's not going to be needing all of that stuff? Of course, my question is, where did that box of papers go? But obviously that's down at the mother's right now, and you wouldn't know anything about it.
I also saw a report early on that the mother thought somebody had broken into her house, but now we never heard anything about that, and we can't get a hold of her.
Yeah, you know, that's the inconsistencies here that I question, too. I would talk about every couple months to her. She would call and find out how things were doing here, whether she would be getting prepared to make a trip to Orlando, and she would tell me, you know, I'm coming in on Friday. Is there going to be someone around because my car may need jumps because her battery was going low quite a few times. So other than... you know, just to talk to Jean all the time, you definitely would know she was not the type of person to take her life. Period. That's all. She just is not that type.
What was the last thing she said to you? When was the last time you saw her? What did she say?
That was a week ago, Monday. And she told me at that time she feared for her life and that she was happy to spend the night at Park Lake Towers because she wasn't being watched.
You know, Mike, this is amazing. You can say, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm fearing for my life. I feel safe here because of the surveillance security system. And then you magically kill yourself in a shed, and then a suicide note pops up, and somebody pops up to corroborate it who's been involved in all sorts of bizarre behavior.
Well, frankly, the instant Dan Moldea showed up to start talking about how he knew that she was going to kill herself, that to me was the absolute clincher that we're dealing with a cover-up here, because Dan and I went head-to-head back on the Vince Foster case. He even still has a web page at his website specifically targeting me for the issues I raised in the Vince Foster assassination. So any doubts I may have had that this was a murder vanished as soon as Dan showed up.
You know, whoever would have had anything to do with it was a very, very, very smart person, because my only question was, how did the police, even though I know they were there, they have these two letters, in fact, I've got copies of them right now in front of me, how did they know it was a suicide? what made them say it was a suicide? Just because
they announced within minutes.
Yeah,
that it was a suicide. Well, let me tell you how this works. She gets out of the car. It was like in a weird park by an industrial area by itself. You taser her, you take her in and hang her. That's their favorite way of doing it. Mike Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many inconsistencies with this. I mean, first of all, the notes themselves talk about her being penniless and alone, and that is obviously inconsistent with the idea that she had a book deal, potentially a movie deal. The track record of Hollywood is they always make a big deal about these madams to the elite stories, like the Happy Hooker and the Mayflower Madam. They always get book deals and TV shows and movies. So the reality is, and Palfrey was smart enough to know this because she went to law school, she would go to prison for maybe 6 years. She'd come out of prison probably a lot richer than us regular working stiffs who are out here in the free world working 9 to 5. So this idea that she was going to be penniless was absolutely nonsense.
We also saw the over the top zealousness to say she would have spent 50 years. She was depressed. Her life was over. It's clearly suicide. And within 30 minutes of it being announced, this guy's already contacted us, and the article's already written. She told him she was going to do it. Ignore all these tapes and ignore her saying she was scared. She killed herself. Shut up. That's how it happened.
Gene Palfrey was a person with a sense of humor. And I wish I could find, I had a little post-it note she sent me one time, and it was something by Spencer's or one of the gift stores, 100 things to do with the dead cat. And one of the things in the upper left-hand corner, I remember looking at a cat that was hanging like it was strangled itself. And it says, "I'm just hanging around waiting for you." And she had just wrote me some little note on it, and I just took that as being very ironic that she would have used that so many years ago, and that's the way she died. But
and that it was already a pre-made package of cat jokes. That happened to be the one that she... Well, that's an omen, and there's something real to those portends and omens in life. I've certainly learned that. Call it what you want. It's something goes on weird in the universe like that.
Chance, do you still have that post-it note?
I was about to say.
If I find it, I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Would you
send a scan to Alex and I?
I sure will.
Well, this is what I was going to say.
I'll look around for it. I think I threw it out, though, but, you know, it was something that wasn't, you know, something...
The point we're trying to get to here is that if you have any examples of Palfrey's handwriting, I'm sure Alex Jones and myself would appreciate getting a scan of those.
Certainly.
Comparison against the notes.
Yes, I have many notes that she had sent me over the years, and I would certainly make those available to you.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Well,
Thank
I want
you.
To be clear here. Absolutely, this is a murder investigation. We're doing the real deal, and if during a break I can give you a fax number, you could blot out any personal info or anything like that, sir. But
yes.
But Mike actually works in Hollywood on big TV shows like Lost. He's an expert in special effects. He knows a lot of criminologists and forensics people that can look at it. If you'll get me a copy, I'll get it to Mike. In fact, Mike, if you can dig out your fax number, I'd be happy to have him just send it directly to you, or would you rather me go with this?
I would rather he fax it to you because we both need to get this out, so it's defense in depth. But if you could then email a scan back to me, I would really appreciate that.
Okay, because just the way the note is written is very, very suspicious, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it is. It doesn't fit the profile of a suicide. It doesn't fit the Palfrey that you and I both spoke to. And, you know, I want to put one more wrinkle in here, and this even goes back to the Vince Foster investigation. The law in the United States is that all unattended deaths are treated as murder until suicide is proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And when they come right out and say, oh, there is no question there, this is a suicide, especially only 2 weeks after this duct tape and slashed up and bashed in guy is thrown in a lake and they declare that a suicide, I mean, the credibility of the police right now is a big fat zero on this.
Yeah. I definitely thought they were way too fast in calling it a suicide.
Again, we're talking to Joseph Stryzak, and I appreciate you coming on, Mr. Stryzak. Any other points we haven't raised? Any other points you'd like to make?
Well, you're right in saying I know she was going to try to have an appeal done. where's her attorneys with all this information? I mean, certainly they have looked at all her records. They know everything about her. I know she was a little bit upset with them because their cost to protect her legally was very expensive. I know that she talked about that several times, but. Where's your attorney in all this?
Well, this is also very, very suspicious that we haven't heard from them on the news shows. Mike Rivero, your take on that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely in agreement, because if Palfrey had made copies of the information that is now in the now-vanished box, I would presume her lawyers would have it. But again, not a word at all, and I find that very alarming.
Now, if anybody out there other than family is in a position to talk to Miss Palfrey's mother, Mrs. Palfrey, that would be Joseph Stryzak. Have you had occasion to dig out her mother's number out of your files, or to call her, or to see if, or have you heard from the family about her belongings, or has anybody wanted to get into her stuff? What's been happening on that front?
Well, being that we're a very secure building here, no one will get in there until I know her mother. And I know her mother from this letter. She's going to be the executor of the estate. So, no, but no one's contacted. I did talk to someone in the family the other day, and I knew her calling hours were on Saturday and Sunday for her services. But other than that, no, we've never been contacted as to when there's going to be anyone showing up or who is going to show up. I'm sure that... something will come about in your future, but no, I've not been contacted by anyone in the family.
You know, I'm tempted to jump on an airplane and go to that service. I bet I could find out a lot of key info.
Well, it was this past Saturday and Sunday.
Boy, they sure did that quick, Mike.
Yeah, I thought that was very, very, well, of course, you know, I think today everyone wants to get it. Death is a very fast thing today.
Not if it's a murder, though. We appreciate your amazing courage, Joseph Stryzak. Stay there. Mike Rivero riding shotgun with us. About 15 minutes in the next hour, we'll talk to Mr. Stryzak on the other side and ferret out some more details, but some big tidbits there. She specifically feared for her life, not just a hit, but was like where she was living because it had higher security. She could relax. She was, quote, paranoid.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients
most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Caliban Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Building manager there at the condominium high-rise where Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, lived. You talk about that she thought powerful men might be after her, that she was being followed. Did she ever mention to you or hint at who these powerful men could have been, Mr. Stryzak?
In a conversation we had quite a few months ago, probably in January, we were talking about some of her clients, and she told me that it started at the White House, and it went from there. So she said they weren't all Republicans, that there was also Democrats involved in this.
Okay, that's a big new development, Mike Rivero. He just said from the White House on down. She would never say that previously. When I brought up other researchers claiming it was Cheney and, of course, McCain, she would say, well, I have heard that, and then she would imply that it was true. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. She had been implying some very high-level people. There had been some comments off the record which implied it, but it always seemed like these were the chips that she was really hanging on to try and negotiate her way out of the prison sentence. Obviously, somewhere along the line, somebody miscalculated, or this wet work would not have been necessary.
I was about to say, sir, I'm not trying to scare you, Mr. Stryzak, but I would imagine you've already had the willies if you've got good instincts, and I would imagine you do. Think of anything else she told you, I would just dump it all now. That's your best protection. Did she say anything else? She said the White House on down, both parties. Anything else?
Well, she also was very emphatic that she didn't know most of the people, only that she would watch the caller ID. So she knew people by their wrong names. They would use alias names. So she really didn't know her clients directly by their real name. So, you know, it's unless it came over the caller ID. So I do know that she... when I called her, she'd say, hello, Joe, so she knew it was me calling. So,
But you're saying she said, quote, from the White House on down, both parties?
Yes.
Anything else she said to you in the times you talked to her?
No, just a lot of very influential people. And that many of the customers were clients. She always made sure and said clients. She was very professional. Were from the D.C. area.
Mike Rivero, in the minute or so we've got left, any other key points you want to ask our guests, Mr. Stryzak?
Well, this is consistent with what Deborah Jean had said on both of our shows. And when we come back, though, because I know we're close to the end of the break, I want to bring up the subject of an intelligence operation that had penetrated her database that she'd expressed to me on my show.
No, she said that here, too. She said they were using her group of 15,000 clients as a hunting ground.
Absolutely, and it raises the possibility there's a third party with a motive to have killed her.
Okay. Mr. Stryzak, any other key points you want to add that you haven't added?
No, that's about it.
Well,
I just feel that Deborah Jean was a very nice person. She did not deserve to die in vain. You know, the truth needs to come out.
And you don't believe she committed suicide?
Oh, no, to know Jean, you know she wouldn't commit suicide. She was not that type of person.
Do you believe this was murder?
Yes.
We appreciate your courage, Mr. Strizek. We're all praying for you and everybody else. Please get us that handwriting as fast as you can, okay?
Well.
Thank you. You're the best. We'll stay in contact. Take care. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three. Mike Rivera with us for another 15 minutes, and Steve Schenck popping in for a segment or two to talk about what's happening in the world food economy. We'll look at free speech in England and how you get fired if you state your political opinions in the supposed free nation, with one of their former top national hosts fired. James Whale joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Mike Rivera, quite an incredible interview with this gentleman whose info meshes with everything we got. I just wish I could have gotten her on air to say it was going to be murder if she died. She did tell him that, but, you know, she just said that it sounded ridiculous to say that on air. I think as smart as she was, she didn't realize that they were, you know, people think they don't get killed. That people, you know, said she was paranoid. No, that was her feeling the wings of the angel of death flapping around her head. You know, she said she could, quote, sleep good, you know, felt secure in that high-security condo. But she's dead now, and I see this M.O., one of their favorite tactics. I believe it was probably police that killed her because it fits the favorite tactic of police hitmen. What do you say?
Well, the exact mechanism almost is kind of irrelevant. The issue is that we're definitely dealing with suspicious circumstances here. These supposed suicide notes were written apparently a few days in advance and dated, which is kind of odd for a suicide note. And there are a lot of questions, and it does need to be looked at. But the bottom line is that there were people who did have a motive to see Palfrey dead. Now that her case was over and she was going to jail and she had a book deal, she had no reason to hold back any of the little bits of information she'd been using as a final chip. And so a lot of that stuff was going to come out.
And the key, she tried to have her lawyers declare a national security clause for secret admittance of evidence showing that she was probably part of an intelligence operation. That's what Wayne Madsen's saying. And you were talking about a third party having her killed. Give us your take.
Well, the idea was that what Palfrey had said on my show was not that she herself was running an intelligence operation, but that somebody's intelligence operation had penetrated her company and was glomming onto information about various political leaders who were kind of a little kinky out there. Now, we all know
probably Brandy Britton, where it all started, and she shot her mouth off, then she hung herself when she was only facing 6 months in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's one thing you have politicians who will, get embarrassing information about a candidate or an opponent to get rid of them, but if you have an intelligence operation that is using this kind of information to blackmail politicians to get them to go a certain direction, you don't want that information to become public, because then these politicians are no longer of any use to you. You can't blackmail them. So there,
and, of course,
anybody,
the masters of that are the British, the Russians, and the Israelis.
And the Israelis. And if they've got this information and they're blackmailing politicians with this embarrassing information, they don't want it to become public, because then all the money they've invested in getting these people into these compromised positions is gone. The honey trap is completely blown. So the
it also makes them look bad. There's a lot of evidence that the Israelis were running Monica Lewinsky. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think that was accurate. They had her phones tapped at the Watergate. We know that the guy who was behind this Emperor's Club VIP that resulted in Elliot Spitzer's downfall had two Israeli passports in his home along with $600,000 in cash. That one was quite probably an intelligence operation role. And honey trap is a common spy operation tactic. It's used all the time. The Israelis are masters at that as well. And, once you've got somebody on that hook, you don't want them to get off. So whoever was using Palfrey's information to control politicians would want to silence her, because if she went and exposed everything with a tell-all book, then they lose that ability to control these politicians.
Now, we know Carnaby was Middle Eastern in origin. That's been reported. His parents live in Beirut. The MO, the information we're getting right now, is that Carnaby was somehow tied into all this. We'll get your take on that on the other side. Final segment with Mike Rivero, whatreallyhappened.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us.
visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of global and economic news, military news we'll be covering at the bottom of the hour. Steve Shane's going to be popping in 5 minutes. But Mike Rivero, continuing with Palfrey, if you'd like, with Carnaby. But then I want to get your take just on the economy overall, Iran, any other key points you want to make?
Well, you know, we've pretty much covered all the information we have on Palfrey until that handwriting sample comes in. And I don't want to get caught up in a lot of minutiae. The bottom line is a lot of people, you know, are breathing a sigh of relief that she and her memoirs are now basically silenced forever. And it's just one of those, you know, the gravestones that are marking the path through history that we have right now. As far as Iran is concerned, I'm sensing that there is a deep faction opening up within our own government between those people who just want to go on and invade Iran and those who realize it would be a huge, huge mistake to do so. I find it very interesting that in their latest screed against Iran, Israel has once again admitted that they are already a nuclear power armed with nuclear weapons. And this kind of, like, pulls the legs out of Hillary Clinton's latest attempt to prove how butch she is by saying she's going to obliterate Iran if it attacks Israel, because obviously Israel does not need our help and it does not need our defense dollars and systems because it is a nuclear power in and of its own right.
Well, Israel just doesn't want to get the blame for attacking Iran, and for the general public, they won't even know Israel's involved. The general public thinks that Australia is Israel. I mean, I've seen the presentations on the streets where grown adults don't even, you know, they think that Iran is Australia. They don't know where the U.S. is. I mean, how do they ever dumb us down so bad, Mike?
Well, I don't think we're quite as dumbed down as they'd like to think. I've seen that news clip that you're talking about, and that crew had to really kind of work to find, the people who looked that dumb, and they edited out a lot of other people.
I don't know. I mean, I agree it's a little overdone, but I run into stuff like that all the time. I mean, the general public thinks carbon dioxide is a devil weapon.
That's definitely true, but again, they're starting to wise up to that one as well, especially after this last winter was so cold. But no, I agree the public needs to be educated, and that's why it's so important for people to keep on speaking out on that. But getting back to the economy, because I know we're almost out of time for me right now, the economy is looking worse, and I think the most alarming thing right now is, being this is an election year, both of our traditional political parties are really ignoring the warning signs of disaster to come, because they don't want to get into discussion about the economy, because when the fingers start pointing, it's going to point everywhere. And this is why I think they're so obsessive about Reverend Jeremiah Wright. He is safe for them to hurl back and forth accusations. They don't want to talk about the war. They can't talk about the economy. So they're going to make a big thing about Reverend Jeremiah Wright and who said what and who's wearing an American pin.
Meanwhile, we got Clinton top staffers running around calling white people white N-words, but that's okay.
Yeah, they're trying to make all these non-issues important because they can't talk about the real thing. But I saw an interesting statistic just this morning where half of all homes purchased since 2006, more money is owed on the mortgages than the homes are now worth. And that means
people are going to
start walking away.
It's going to be a disaster. And with everybody going bankrupt, you're going to have double cops running around giving everybody tickets and running checkpoints. I mean, it is just the squeeze, man. They're going to squeeze and squeeze.
And we're down to pillaging the population, which is why they're out there writing speeding tickets while, you know, murders and rapes and robberies are basically going uninvestigated, because it's all about getting money from the population
and
any way they can.
And this cop that posted a comment on InfoWars, he talks about how they're out busy doing important work. And I know they go to scum-filled crack houses and the rest of it, but the point here is that the cops told me, and it's been in the news, that they don't arrest illegal aliens. And I'm not even after the illegal aliens. The point is they can drunk drive. They don't have to have IDs. They're left alone because the establishment wants to leave the door open. But then me, the citizen, I am just absolute trash, Mike.
Well, you're not trash. You're the food. You are the food of the system. Your tax dollars and your earnings are the food of the system.
Exactly, and I don't like it.
Well, I don't like it either. I don't like being, we've become a cannibalistic society, if you think about it.
Well, I agree.
It's government and the elites live off of our work and literally off our blood.
It's like being on the African savannah, and instead of seeing 10 lions every 5 miles like you're supposed to, you see 500. And they're just making more and more bureaucracies, more and more tattletale squads. They're CPSing people's kids for no reason now. I mean, folks, you understand? They're going to do something. They're going to arrest you. They're going to get you. Do you know what it means when there's this many cops? I'm sorry, Mike. I start ranting. Go ahead.
Well, I understand that, but you're on a very valid point because I made this observation on what really happened this morning. We have 5% of the world's population. We have 25% of the world's prisoners. Why? Because we've got prison industries, and these people are being put to work in these prison factories. This is what the Nazis had. All those camps that we see in the history books, they were slave labor camps. The prisoners in them were making products for the German people, or for the German government, rather, to support the war. They were making boots. They were making uniforms. It was prison labor, and we've got the same exact system here in the U.S. When Janet Reno was Attorney General, in her office at the Department of Justice, she had a sign on the wall saying all the furniture in this office is made by federal prison inmates. They're proud of it. They're proud that they're setting up the same kind of system that they had in the German labor camps, the same system that the Bush family made money off of when Prescott Bush was business partners.
And by the way, the idiot public thinks, good, make them prisoners work. You're competing against people getting 20 cents an hour. And there's no regulators. You better know the prisons dump whatever they want in the river.
It's absolutely true, and we pay for the prisons, and we pay for the infrastructure, but we don't even get the profits back from the prison labor. It goes to private corporations.
Well, I mean, they're building more and more prisons, more and more cops everywhere in everybody's business. New tax authorities show up at my office all the time. I mean, I'm getting sick of it. I am really getting tired. I mean, this country is pathetic, and these cops think this is freedom. Mike Rivero, I really appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. WhatReallyHappened.com. Thanks for your great contribution.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. And again, I love the average cop. You know, I know you're drinking fluoridated water. Your kids are getting shot up with deadly vaccines. I don't want you to be part of this. I just keep harping on the cops because I got to see you everywhere. I mean, I can't go 5 feet. A cop car just drove by. I mean, I'm infested. I'm an adult. I'm tired of it. There's a crack house 2 doors down from me. You've never busted it. You're always sucking off me. And man, I'm going to shut up now because all I'm going to say is in New Orleans, the police didn't bring food. They brought gun confiscation with all the economic crises and all the talk of food shortage and everything that's happening. You're crazy if you don't get Storable Foods, and we've got the sponsor for you, longest continually operating company. It's dried food, so it's very heavy, but stores in small containers, so fills up small areas, very easy to transport, lasts more than 10 years. J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, and it's Steve Shank, but I wanted to get him up on the air because he is involved in massive food purchasing and preparation and sale, and he told us a year ago about coming food shortages and massive food increases. Thanks for coming on with us, Steve.
Hey, glad to be aboard, Alex. I really appreciate that last guest that you had on. We are in a situation right now. Remember when you and I talked a long time ago about the fact that food is the control mechanism of the system? Absolutely. We have a worldwide famine, and it's deadly serious. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that it's not going to be very long before they are not going to be acquiring groceries in the grocery store. It's already there. We have rationing of rice. We have rationing of wheat in the form of flour. The last notice that we put out, we've started putting out situation reports, Alex, to anybody that has an email with us. And the information that we put out, you got to realize that, You know, on my radio program last night, they had a little news flash how Mrs. Bush was berating the Burmese government for not notifying their people of a storm that came. Well, we have a worse situation with the food. Our government is not notifying your listeners that that there's no food. And the president just appropriated another he's in the process of appropriating another $770 million to go along with the $200 million that he's sending off to the UN to buy food for these third world countries.
And he's refusing to limit exports of our own food, despite the fact that we've already seen a 35% increase in the overall average price of food in the last 6 months.
Now, it even gets worse than that. The farm organizations, Alex, just petitioned like crazy to have the government control mechanism over futures, the commodity futures markets. Now, you know that every place that you can invest, the government has control mechanisms. Well, what they're doing is we have investors right now. You talk about hoarding.
No, I know that's the main thing adding to all this is not just the bad last three seasons, but we have big global speculators who are dumping their dollars, and they're dumping it in raw commodities like food and then hoarding.
Why do you think that the gold prices went down? They're not buying gold anymore. They're buying food. They're buying futures. They're buying the future crop, and they're buying every crop they can get a hold of. So here's what we got. We've got the United Nations that is just about to receive almost $1 billion of American money. Now, they asked the developed nations to send that money, but we're sending all but 30 million of it.
Steve, okay? Stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back and maybe go to the next segment after that with Steve Shank, and then I got a bunch of other global news. Anyway, you slice it, we're going into very rough waters, batten down the hatches and get storable foods, eFoodsDirect.com. But Steve is here because he's on the inside of all this. He can tell us what's really going on, as if the news itself isn't bad enough. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com.
Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Folks, 5, 6, 7 years ago, before all these crises were happening, I had horrible food. And then what you do is when it gets old, I haven't really gotten to that point yet, you just start eating it, or you give it away to family, friends, give it away to the local food banks. It's good stuff. But the stuff that Steve Shanks got will last more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years if it's not climate controlled, say in your garage or attic. And but he's every time I bring up his products, he says, no, I want to tell them what's happening. And he's got a free email alert that goes out every day. You can go sign up for it at eFoodsDirect.com. And, you know, he was telling me a year ago they were already seeing prices go up and having trouble getting it. And, yeah, they admit that all these big companies are buying it up and hoarding it, even though there was already a shortage. They're hoarding it. Are they trying to drive the market up and then dump it, or what are they doing, Steve?
Well, the worst thing, it's not the companies that are hoarding it. Most of those are trying to get it shipped back out. What's happening is your commodities, futures investors, people from all over the world, and particularly in the United States, are buying up the crops. And at the same time, we've got the United Nations. Now, when the money gets back, now, Mr. Bush is trying to send almost $1 billion. That was the amount that was asked for by the United Nations Food Program. And it was asked from all of the developed nations. We're sending it all. And we're the only nation that is not restricting exports of our food. And that means that when that big chunk of money comes back around, there's only one country it's going to be bought from. These investors within our country, our own Americans, are buying up the food, and they will sell it when the UN comes in with our own money to buy it away from us.
Okay, let me break this down for people. We've got a double whammy here. Not only are there hundreds of trillions of U.S. dollars out there that all want to come back in now, and globally people are dumping them and they're trying to buy up what's skyrocketing, i.e. food commodities, you know, gold, silver, oil, food. I mean, the whole gamut has been going up overall in the last year. But then, because the dollar's been devalued, they can come here and use their investments to buy things even cheaper. Go ahead.
That's absolutely right. And the fact is that right now, just to give an example, wheat is what you grind to get flour. Now, Costco and the companies are limiting the amount of flour you can have, limiting the amount of rice you can have, limiting the amount of cooking oil that you can have. And what happens is that these other countries, you figure China has $1.3 trillion of our dollars, and they are short of wheat. Guess where they're going to go? China shut down their exports, even though we're importing from them. They shut all these other countries that we're importing 30 to 40% of our food from, have shut down their exports to keep the food for their own people. Not only are we not keeping the food for our own people, but we're giving the United Nations almost $1 billion to come back and buy that food away from our people. At the same time, our government regulation organizations are not stopping the the investors in commodities from buying up the feed. Now corn is just about to be rationed also, and that means that if they have 86% less corn this next year, that means that all of the feed for cattle. I talked last night, Alex, to a fellow that has 1,000 head of cattle out in one of the Midwestern states. He specializes, he raised the cattle. He has to buy the feed for those cattle from guys that specialize in raising the feed. They are taking the cattle feed, turning it into ethanol, and subsidizing the ethanol. And what's going to happen here within the next couple of months is that the dairy herds that can't afford to feed, that can't afford to be fed to provide your milk and your butter and things and your meat, your beef herds are all fed corn. All your poultry is fed corn.
Well, a large percentage of it in some states like Texas, it's range fed, but yeah, you're right. A lot of it. That'll certainly cause an increase in price. And then everything else is going up in price because the dollar is plunging in value.
Well, no, it's not a matter of price. It just isn't going to be there, Alex. I'm telling you, the outside investors, these other countries are coming in. The Kansas City wheat market, for example, is upset as all get out. The brokers on the wheat market, because foreign countries are coming in and they aren't even asking the price. They're buying all that they can get at whatever price it takes. And our
food shortage or is it all caused by dollar devaluation and wild speculation?
It is absolutely a food shortage. This is the third year of a worldwide famine. The stinking planet didn't produce enough food to feed its population the last 2 years running, and we've got less food, less water. And on top of it, now that we've got the shortages of food, investment organizations are going in and other countries are going in and bidding away that food from our people. It's not going to be a matter of whether you can afford it or not. I don't care how much money you got.
Stay there, Steve. I want to come back and finish up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is a story of the right that rids demons. There are a lot of stories told on TV and the like about demons these days, but untold about demons is the right introduced about 2,000 years ago that gets rid of demons. An old ancient in origin right that works every time when performed and done right. It's a simple right, and no, it doesn't require a priest and Hollywood-like exorcism-type fight and struggle. It's really quite simple, and it works quite well. This rite was once used or performed regularly in society, but then someone, or shall we say someone, started getting it removed. Who would want to remove a simple rite, a practice, if you will, when properly performed, removes demons and or demonic influence in people's lives? Well, how about this for starter answers? A perverse demonic race. Could this be? Could there really be such a race? And what is this simple rite? Well, it's another untold story told at website, anotheruntoldstory.com. Go there and learn of it, but go now, for our postings there are but for 48 hours. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Oh, man, this is a good song. It's hard not to play it. Sometimes I'd like to just be a DJ. They say the age of DJ is gone, and now we've got iPods. Video killed the radio star, and then I guess it brought the radio star back when he became a video star. Whatever comes,
that's right.
We're going to be here, God willing, covering it, tracking it, documenting it. I'm finishing up two films right now.
Sweet little babe, you don't have to go.
It's been a situation where I've been so focused on finishing 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, for the last 6-8 months that I haven't even thought to make a trailer or promote it. We're finishing the film this week, which is why Burmese is going to be in here tomorrow. That I haven't even promoted it yet. It's got to be the best film I've ever made. I know each film I say that, and you can admit to yourself that each film has gotten better. But this is cinema verite. There's no voiceover from Alex Jones. Alex Jones only pops up 2 times in a 2-hour film. I try to keep myself completely out of it. But it is the story of the 9/11 truth movement. Yes, believe it or not, folks, I'm sick of looking at myself. I'm sick of talking about myself. I'm sick of being dirt leader in the fight. But I do get arrested in it, and Geraldo's flipping everybody off, and it's pretty dynamic. But it shows the power of the people taking action. The point is, I'm only showing this twice, locally in Austin. It won't be out for a couple of months on DVD, and it is the 17th and 18th, a Saturday and Sunday evening, Alamo Draft House downtown at their new Ritz building. Really nice food, drinks, everything. Want to see you down there. Get your tickets at the Alamo Draft House online. And we're going to, by this evening, we'll have links up on InfoWars and Prison Planet where you can link through and get those tickets. And at least for the time being, there is cream in the bunker. For the time being, we'll be in there eating big, fat cheeseburgers. But prices are exploding. There are shortages. I didn't roll my eyes because Steve's a very credible guy. But, I mean, 8 months ago on the show, he's like, there'll be wheat shortages. There'll be grain shortages. And I'm like, going, well, Steve, what do you mean? And then suddenly, 3 months ago, I'm in a pizza place, and it says, sorry, the price of the pizza's gone up 20%, but the milk to feed the cows, to make the milk, the the grain to make the flour. And then suddenly I saw things at the grocery stores and everywhere. And just inflation alone, I knew would jack up prices, but not cause shortages. So Steve's right, been right so far. I hope you're wrong, Steve. But, Steve, I don't get the feeling you're going to be wrong.
No, unfortunately, I'm not. There are just too many scenarios. But I've got to tell your listeners, I have to laugh. Folks, one time when we were doing our little, I don't know what you call it, my rant, I guess, Alex came on one of the breaks and he says, Steve, now, you don't want to get too extreme here. If we tell these people, folks, I'm worried about my credibility. I need to make sure that what you're telling people on my show is not going to be so way far out there. And then when it doesn't happen, you're going to look a little bit goofy, and I'll go right along with you because I had you on there. And I said, Alex, please don't worry, didn't I, Alex? I said, don't worry. I know what I'm talking about because what I usually tell people is what's already happening. But you asked me.
Well, no, I mean, you were talking about no food, and I still hope that's not the case. And I think now, as bad as it's gotten, people should get storable food. But I think because of terrorism, We know they're behind it because of the police state, because of the talk of depression, now mainstream news. That's my reason to have storable food, because if there's a 10% chance something bad's going to happen, I want it. Now it's gone up to like 50, 60. You're just saying 100. And I'm just saying, okay, I hope you're wrong. I'm just telling listeners, regardless, they need storable food. And now yeah, we come to the part where I have to make you plug that you are one of our big sponsors, and I've gotten food from you long before you were a sponsor, and you've got really high quality at very good prices, and you've got food, unlike what some other folks have. Other people are selling 1950s and 60s military ration junk. You have high quality stuff that was just packaged in the last month, correct?
That's correct. And the thing is that we've already announced the fact that on May 12th, there is going to be a significant price increase. This is not a marketing issue. Very simply, Alex, what we're dealing with, when we go to suppliers to buy the substitutes for wheat, things like spelt and some of those ancient grains, just because wheat has become so short, they are completely out of all of the substitutes. In fact, right now, 70% of the suppliers that the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoods Direct, is ordering from, when we try and put in advanced orders for the time after May 12th, when the prices are going to increase, they cannot even tell us what the price is going to be.
Well, here's the good news. Here's the good news is that at least in 3 or 4 months, it'll be the end of the big season, and I would imagine farmers are putting in even more fields. I would imagine fields that are planning to go fallow, they're not. Is there some type of big gear up?
No, that is not going to happen. They will only raise 86% of the corn that they raised last year. A higher percentage is going to go into ethanol. Okay? Mm. Now, the other thing that we're dealing with is with the fuel prices. A lot of the farmers that were able to plant last year will not be able to. Okay? This whole thing is a complex. What I've got to tell all of our listeners is very simply, folks, as you know, Alex and I stay pretty connected. When he comes up with some real revelations as to what's happening out there, I know about it. And one of the things that we're doing, we have started, Alex, you mentioned it earlier, we have started putting out, it's not daily, but as needed, and it turns out to be almost every other day, something called an emergency situation report. The last one we put out told every one of you families out there that you must go to the grocery store and buy 2 gallons of cooking oil for every 1 year supply for each adult that you've got.
Okay, well,
that
listen, we got to jump
oil
here in a minute.
Going to be rationed.
We need to
go
tell
ahead.
Them how to sign up for that and tell them how to call and get their orders for food in.
Okay. Sign up, get on eFoodsDirect.com. You'll get all the information that we're putting out here with Alex, eFoodsDirect.com, and you'll be able to sign up for that situation report. Whether you believe us or not, at least sign up for the situation report, and we'll tell you day by day what's happening and what you must do right now.
Okay.
Walk out your door and do it.
eFoodsDirect.com now, just that number so they have the internet address, eFoodsDirect.com. Now give them the phone number.
800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Now very simply, folks, this is the time to move. If you have anything that you need to complete for your 3 to 5 year supply of food, if you have anything that you need to complete, you need to get it in and right now, because honestly, after May 12th, we have no idea what we'll be putting into those 1 year supplies.
Got it. Give them the number again.
Won't last that long.
Give them the number again. Got to jump, Steve.
800-409-5633 and get up on eFoods Direct. And Alex, I love you.
Hey, thank you for coming on with us. I appreciate it, Steve. And we could have Steve on for 10 hours. There's so much information. Again, a year ago on this show, he said that there was going to be all these food price increases and shortages and the rest of it. And I believe that he believed it because I was seeing government reports, but the government hypes things up so often. But now it's actually happening. And a lot of it is the dollar's been devalued and they're rushing in to buy it all up now because their foreign currencies are worth more than ours. And there are global food shortages because of different climate things that have happened. And Regardless, I do believe in the J. Michael Stevens Group. They're great folks. eFoodsDirect.com, and the phone number is also on that website. Okay, I've got James Whale coming up, and he's over in England. He has been on Talk Sport, which is Sky News. It's Fox-owned. It's a News Corp company. That's the umbrella company. And he would have me on, I remember, 8-9 years ago and call me a conspiracy nut, but let me talk and agree with me on some things. And then 6 years ago, he would agree with me on a lot of things. And then the last year or two, he agreed with me on almost everything. And he had really changed and I guess evolved like everyone does politically, realizing what's happening. And so he had the, 10 to 1 in the morning radio show, one of the most highly rated in the country. I mean, it was on from Scotland to Ireland to Cornwall. I mean, just all over the country, from the south to the north, and over across the channel into areas of Europe as well. And I'd always get a huge response going on a show. He got fired last week, and he wouldn't say why he got fired. And then I saw a big report in the newspaper today about why he was reportedly fired. So I thought we'd call him and get him on. And he refused to talk to the newspapers. I guess he knew they would lie and spin. We already had him scheduled last week. And then suddenly he said, something political's come up. I can't come on. I'll talk to you next week. Well, now it's next week. And we find out that he wanted to break the news here of why he'd been fired. So this will be exclusive. The British papers, you know, report that he won't talk to them. And that's because he knows that they will try to spin things. So James Whale, a leading light in exposing the whole New World Order system, he brought on a lot of interesting people on his show every day and really exposed people in the UK to the New World Order. He has now been fired because they said he expressed his political opinions. Just like we had the fairness doctrine here until the late 80s, you couldn't go on talk radio and have free speech. And people challenged it in court, and it was overthrown. Now, in England, they will come arrest you for hundreds of things in your speech now. Speaking of police brutality, now, again, I probably see 20, 30 articles like this a day, and I don't even cover them most days. If I wanted to make police look bad, if I wanted to sit up here and drag you guys to the mud, believe me, I could do it. In fact, I think in the next few weeks, I'm going to gather a bunch of data. I think I'm going to do two or three shows where I play police killing people, video, over the web and audio on air, and read their own admissions and convictions for drug dealing and framing people. And you know what? I've decided to just really go ahead and do a series of specials. You think I've been trying to make you look bad? You think I've been trying to act like you're bad guys and misconstruing things? Well, we'll go ahead and give it to you with both barrels to really show you what you become. Now, does that mean you individually have become this? No. But when you start defending it and saying, I'm exaggerating, you are gravely mistaken. I mean, I see this every day, and most of the time can't bring myself to watch it. Like there's some Polish guy who for 27 hours has been stuck in the airport, and he throws a fit and kicks a chair over. So the police come over and jump on his head till his neck breaks while they taser him. And then they tell the judges, don't say it was his broken neck, and don't say it was the tasers. He just got upset and had a heart attack at 35 years old. I mean, I've seen hundreds of videos, hundreds, where police beat someone to death. Kelly Rushing, one of my listeners, it was in the newspaper, but it was so amazing 4 years ago when this happened, I didn't believe it then. The paper said that he gave a Ron Paul speech in one of my videos on a videotape to a state police officer, walked up to him and said, sir, I wanted to give you this very important information for you and your family. And the cop knew where Kelly lived. He's very well known in the community. His family's one of the founders of that area. And they came and arrested him. And the guy said, put him in the car and said, it's illegal to give me videos. That's anti-government. That's illegal. Then he called his wife on the cell phone and said, I got the VHS bandit right here. Took him to jail, and I called the judge at home, and I said, are you really charging him for giving somebody a Ron Paul speech? And the judge said, I'm not going to talk about the case. You can read it in the paper. And then we had guests on who were there in the court, and they put on a prosecution and wanted him to spend 6 years in jail for two counts of giving the cop videos, saying that they were anti-government, and that hurt the officer's feelings, thus it was assault. Thus, it was a terroristic threat. In the cases of the cop who they come arrest the guy because he's got a sign in his yard saying our judicial system's a joke and the judge orders him arrested. I mean, this is Boss Hogg on steroids and PCP. And in every third world country, we know the cops are corrupt and bad. Well, we're just like that now. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I mean, you can go look at the video and the photos of it. This is out of the Daily Mail. This is England. Pictured the moment a London tourist dies after screaming, I can't breathe, the police who restrained him. And they put his head over the side of the curb, and they pressed on him with full power with his head and broke his neck. Well, of course they killed him. I mean, big cops are jumping on your head. I mean, what, you know. I mean, you beat somebody, they die a lot of the time. It isn't like WWF wrestling where you jump on people's heads and they don't die. Believe me, folks, I know. That's why I'm scared to get in a fight. Frank Oburu, 43, was sprayed with CS gas and pinned down after a minor argument. CCTV footage captured him losing consciousness after screaming, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. The Nigerian businessman who was in London on holiday stopped breathing. See, I mean, I don't want to be in the U.S. or London anymore. I can go to Africa and be left alone more by the cops. And I'm serious. Until the one day they come to your village and kill you. I mean, you know, you never see them till then. Witnesses said officers had their knees and feet on him as he wailed like a dog. And it shows them each limb they got and put full weight on it. And they love it. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And it says here, two more officers arrived to help restrain. Footage appears to show one officer's knee over his neck as his head dangles over the curb. And the police are defending it, saying it was wonderful, of course. But Frank had no criminal record, was not a criminal, did not deserve to die at the streets like an animal. I am crushed. I put my faith in the British system to give me justice, but it has failed me. Hey, you're not going to get justice. Wow. A pathologist gave the ruling of asphyxia during restraint as a cause of death. But the government says, the CPS said, a jury would find that the restraint was not unlawful. Yeah, you just crush, you know, you just kill people. It's no big deal. Well, hell, just have the cops sue the pathologist to have a federal ruling. Or a state ruling that you're not allowed to say that cops are able to choke people. How's that sound? That's what tasers just got a judge to rule. Three deaths in one county in 1 year. Three citizens died being tasered by the new God men. They're dead. Their life's over. By the way, you can look up cops dying during taser test. Doesn't matter. I know. You're good just trying to do your job. I understand. See, the government wants this. Every day in the U.S. and every day now in Europe, people die from tasers and being restrained as the cops jump on top of your head.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Hear the train a coming.
I hear the train a coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in folds and prison.
Yeah, Bush signs a bill saying every baby at birth has their blood taken and put in Homeland Security criminal database. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no Fourth Amendment, no nothing.
When I was just a baby.
We're the most imprisoned population in the world. 35% of the world's prison population, 5% of the world's population. 5% of the world's people, 35% and growing.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
I mean, when the government has hired 26,000 preachers secretly to give speeches And tell their flocks, submit and do what the government says and don't criticize the government. I mean, that's hyper-tyranny. That's hyper-Soviet Union Nazi Germany. When the mainstream media reports they're building camps for political dissidents, when I see cops every 10 feet riding as tickets as the whole economy falls apart, you understand there's a problem, boys? But you think you're on the winning team. You think, so you rationalize, you've bought into all this bull. Go read the Declaration of Independence tonight, hot shot, before you say I'm trash. In fact, I have the comment here. We posted just a little bit of the Seattle Post Intelligence here. Telecoms give police info without a warrant. And there's a guy called Anonymous Austin Cop who under our post said, this is more of Mr. Jones's frothing at the mouth lunacy. Yeah, when I saw government documents, they put cancer viruses in there to kill us, and I read about everybody dying and see family dying, and I know it's the types of cancers associated with what they put in our vaccines. I get real mad. You know, I froth. This is more of Mr. Jones's frothing at the mouth lunacy. He sure darn loves to paint a picture of cops as spies dying to track masses of innocent people. Well, yeah. We have and the citizens are scum, too. We have better things to do. We are putting our lives on the line, fighting scum every day, and hanging your butts out on the highway writing tickets, right? That kills a lot more than you getting shot. Putting our lives on the line, fighting scum every day to protect people, trash like you have no idea. Trash like me! Well, you know, there's a problem. I saw the sheriff's deputies deliver drugs when I was 12 and 13 to my friend's older brother's house, right under mommy's nose, right under, you know, his parents' nose. And then I saw later Same sheriff department, the same police busting kids for marijuana. And when I went up and told them, what are you doing? You're a drug dealer. They told me they'd kill me. So, see, what about the folks in Tulia you set up? Or what about, thousands of cases. Chicago police, New York, Dallas, all the corruption, half the people on death row innocent. I'm tired of it, man. I've been to trials where the cops beat somebody up and then they go before the jury and say, well, he argued, so we had to get control of the situation. And then your lapdog jury of your cousins convict us. Now, does that mean that they're in trash everywhere and scum and filth and you guys don't see nightmares every day? I know you do. The society's scum, too. But I know that this country is a gang with a flag. I know that police have always been dangerous and corrupt and that they normally get really bad. And I know the police were the Nazis in Germany. Were the police good there? Or Stalin's police or Mexican police, are they good? No, we all know they're bad. And I'm saying you guys are about 1 inch away. But see, the beat cops, you're just out raising revenue and occasionally helping people with car wrecks and stuff like that. I'm not even, that's one thing. That's deputy dog, boss hog, Moscow, Pico, train, whatever. But I'm talking about your detectives. I'm talking about the boys that really run it. They know where all the bodies are buried. And I, frankly, have had enough of it. So stop acting like you're perfect.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the fourth hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. As a lawless, out-of-control, frothing government engages in tyranny, always rationalizing it by procedure, always cloaking it in lawyer talk. James Whale from the UK joins us, coming up with big developments dealing with free speech in the next segment. So we post a link up on InfoWars.com and post a few paragraphs. It says, telecoms give police info without a warrant. Now, this article is actually written as a acclimator. It is written to condition you to accept it. It is done in a palatable way. How this is being done for your own good and how this is a wonderful thing. But the cop, the Austin cop who posted, identified himself as an Austin cop, and it sounds just like one, I have no doubt it isn't, says, oh, this is our bull. This is our... we're making this up. Well, I happen to have the whole article. You can link through to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer article. Headline, using cell phones to find missing persons pushes law. Wireless carriers give a location to police without a warrant. Now, it goes on to say how reasonable it is. Somebody said they're going to commit suicide. Nobody knows where they are. They use the cell phone to track them. In fact, it looks like just in Austin a couple days ago, some guy said he was going to go mass shoot at Walmart, and they used it to stop him. But that's probable cause. So in a way, I can actually agree with that. You know, they called him and said, yeah, we know he's doing it. Give it to us right now. But the problem is, see, this is how this is all introduced to us. This is how this is all done. And that's why we need police, is because that's the general public couldn't do that, couldn't have the woman find the suicide note that he's going to go kill people at Walmart, reportedly, or go do something big at Walmart. This AISD worker / Walmart worker, and he's on his way, and the cops made it within seconds as he's going into the Walmart with the gun, loaded for bear. Now, that's one thing, but see, I happen to know what the feds announced and what they're really doing, and if you'd like to just not say I'm lying and actually go look into what I'm saying, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, the news article, made in 2003. Ron Paul's in it, by the way, but side issue. It's free on Google Video. You don't have to pay me to see it, okay? I don't care. You don't have to buy the DVD. And my point is that the article's in there. You don't even have to know how to Google or investigate or find things. But you claim you're investigators. You're trained. So maybe you can just go find it on your own. But federal documents and the news articles where they, by law, Telecommunications Act of 96, had the NSA take over the phone companies, and their final hub where everything comes in and goes out is NSA offices. Not just an NSA hookup, it's NSA. Now, I told you that since 96. I read it in the Telecommunications Act, and then now it was announced last year with IBM, the whole floor in San Francisco was NSA. It begins and ends with the NSA. Everything's listened to. Everything's tracked. But they've got to introduce this to the public so they don't tell you, the cops, overnight you've got this power. Kind of like last month they announced, yeah, local cops and their squad cars will be able to dial in to our most high-powered satellites, including radio satellites that see through clouds. I mean, they'll focus right in on a pimple on your butt. I told you years ago they do that. Why? I read federal documents, and it started 7 years ago in Australia using the British Commonwealth ones to spy and harass the citizens and land grab and the rest of it. Now, the first place they announced it was 2003 in Green Bay. The governor of Wisconsin said, oh, yeah, under this new Telecommunications Act that became law October 1st, 2001, passed in 96, but had to be integrated by then, we can track all cell phones in real time. So the cops now just enter a code in Green Bay, and it's spreading, and then your cell phone pops up in real time. They can also dial in and listen to you. So when you read this in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, it's telling you about cops calling and getting permission. No. In most cities, they've already gotten to the point of not even doing that. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing, okay?
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I talked to James Whale a few months ago, and he said he was getting more and more government pressure to shut up. I watched his evolution as he got more into the New World Order, more into government corruption. He's been interviewing me, I guess, for 8-9 years on Talk Sport. And one of the most listened to radio programs in the United Kingdom. Very, very popular. And he has now been fired. It's made headlines across the country. Radio presenter James Whale sacked after urging listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. You would think that in a supposedly free Magna Carta Western nation that wrote the book, all the liberties we enjoy here in the United States and Canada and other Anglo-American / English-style countries, English-speaking nations, that you would have free speech. But, oh, no, he's not allowed to have his own political views. He's not allowed to say who he likes, who he wants. They can only have the controlled government-owned BBC and others put out their spin, which is clearly for a candidate, but where they don't actually voice it. And by the way, Hillary Clinton says she wants the, quote, fairness doctrine here, too. Until 88, we couldn't have free speech on talk radio in the U.S., so they're trying to bring us back into the dark ages as well. Whereas with England, they previously had free speech. Now they've taken it away. This is the country where Robin Page, BBC presenter, in a private speech he gave, separate from his TV job, said, I believe that rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. He wasn't bashing either group, but they said the word homosexual is insulting. Scientific terms upset people, and that is seen as a thought crime. And they have groups of people in restaurants spying on citizens now to see what they're saying. Headline, hundreds raided in hate speech raid. So this is a new dark ages of control, all done by the velvet fist of the fake liberals. So it can come in any party, any shape or size. But the good news is he's fighting back. He has instantly organized a online radio show and a website, and has instantly, since he got fired last week, started a daily radio show that he'll do right when this one ends, coming up in about 50 minutes. And this is a mission to get everybody to listen to James Whale, to fight back against the UK government, who is attempting to stifle the will and free speech of its subjects who want to be free human beings. And so now we go to James Whale, joining us from England. James, really sorry to hear that your voice has been taken off the national airwaves in the UK.
Hey, Alex, thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you. The tables have been turned. Normally I'm interviewing you. This is an interesting departure for me. Thank you for that, my friend. Listen, here in the home of the Magna Carta, the home of democracy, we are told, let me tell you, the free speech in this country doesn't exist. There are so many rules and regulations surrounding what I am and am not allowed to say. But for 13 years on this last radio station, for 35 years over my radio career, I've done this, Alex. And now, because I am beginning to actually make sense to the majority of people in the UK, they have tried to pull the plug, but they won't silence me because
that's right. Your show has gotten more and more popular, really, gaining exponentially. And you're saying they will not silence you? Certainly not. I hope they don't come clap you in irons for having your. having your own internet radio show. Tell us about the website. Tell us what you're launching.
Okay, well, listen, a few months ago I realized that the future of broadcasting, not just on the radio, but on television as well, is the internet, okay? Because you and I and anybody else can start up their radio station. We don't have to be controlled by other people. And so I launched JamesWhaleRadio.com. And at the moment, I didn't expect to be going and doing it quite as quickly. But at the moment, I'm keeping people up to date. When we finish talking, I shall go and talk on that, and people can listen to JamesWhaleRadio.com later and hear what I have to say. But hopefully, in the very near future, like you do, I shall be going live on the air as well. I'll be doing the podcast. I'll be doing interviews and stuff like that. There are so many restrictions regarding what somebody on the air can and cannot say. And the thing that worried me is I've got away with it. I mean, people know. People have generally said, "Oh, that's James Whale. We know. You know, don't."
That's because you were already institutionalized for 40-something years. Now they've come at you. But exactly. Once you already had some power, you were still able to have some free speech. But the fact that you were a canary in the coal mine, the fact that they've gone after you.
Listen, let me tell you what the catalyst for this was. And I don't blame the radio station, because the radio station were lent on from above. The radio station's been my home, has facilitated me to be able to warn people about what is really happening out there. We're living in the United Kingdom. This is the most filmed and photographed country in Europe. You cannot move in this country without being followed by a CCTV camera, okay? Yesterday, a report came out saying that it has only solved 3% of crime. What are the cameras for? They're not fighting crime, as we were told. And I said to the listeners, to the public, get out there and vote in the next election, local, national, European, whatever it is. And you know, a couple of days ago, they went out and voted in their millions, and it has never happened before. We have had the highest turnout ever of local elections. The mayor of London, like the mayor of New York, had his ass kicked. He was kicked out of power, and another guy with a blonde mop of hair and a bit of a joker got into power. Now, I don't like to think that I was the only cause of this, but I happen to say when the Prime Minister said he thought that the guy who is the mayor of London, or was, Ken Livingstone, was the best person for the job, I happen to say something along the lines of, hey, if the Prime Minister's going for Ken, I better go for the other guy. Surely the weight of the whale should be there to make things fair. But I immediately contravened an act saying that you have to, in a run-up to an election, we can have free speech until a few weeks before an election. And then when the election is in the process, we have to just say nothing.
Now, James, let me be clear. This wasn't enforced yet. And now it's suddenly been enforced here under campaign finance reform that Bush signed in 2002. They claim that 6 weeks before an election, I can't have political speech. And you know what? I went on air and I said, go ahead, government, come after me. But I have a network that will stand behind me. But now they're talking about coming after me and coming after others. So it's the exact same crap.
What are we going to do, Alex? I mean, I don't want to be too morbid about this, but, you know, this is my job. I don't make huge amounts of money. I mean, I make enough money to live, but that suddenly I find myself without any income, and I find myself being sort of spurned at every door. I'm not going to lie down and take this, I'm telling you.
Well, I hear you. People should go to JamesWhaleRadio.com. We got a big fat link to it up on Infowars.com. I'm going to put the document cam up for the viewers right now so they can see your website there on the screen. We're also doing a live TV show in this fourth hour every day. And then if they look on their screen, they'll see radio presenter Whale sacked after urging listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. And again, they selectively enforce, because I've heard other London radio shows, yours is national, fawning after the communists, fawning. I mean, this last mayor you had, he was quite a establishment whore.
Well, let me tell you that Ken, who I have known, had dinner with a few times before he became mayor, affable, but as soon as he became mayor, he didn't like to speak to me. This guy introduced the congestion charge. Now, this means that you, me, anyone who drives into the capital city of the United Kingdom has to pay for the privilege. And if you don't pay, if you forget to pay, then you get fined over $100.
They impound your car some of the time. I've seen that on the news. They also want to
impound it, and they will crush it.
They also want to put transponders in all your cars, too, and track
you. Look, they're following us every way we go. Yet at the moment, the vandalism and the yobbos on the street corners. Hey, listen, let me tell you this. Big story in the news today. The police are now not going. I don't know if. Do you have the term vandalism in America?
Oh, yes. So they run around breaking lights, spray painting.
Exactly. Well, this apparently now, according to the police in Britain, is not going to be recorded as a crime figure.
Oh, let me stop you. I'm going to stop you right there. I've had my car stolen twice. Cops won't come out. I've had house broken into. They don't come out. But they're all over the street writing us tickets, raising money off of us for going a couple miles over the speed limit.
Oh, listen, it's the same in the United Kingdom. I mean, if you call the police and you say, I've got an intruder, they don't come. I like to shoot bows and arrows. We talked about this before.
Yeah, but then you're not even allowed to have guns. That's right. They won't come for violent stuff there, but then you're not. But a bow will work nicely, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they'll come after me if I was to do that. But I am not allowing my family to be in any kind of danger at all. I occasionally break the speed limit. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. I the week after next, I'm going on what they very kindly allowed me to go on, a speed awareness course. You know, when you get a ticket, they put points on your license and they fine you.
Yes.
Well, now, if you're lucky, they say, listen, we're not gonna put points on your license. But if you pay us £100, which is about $200, something like that, you can go on a speed awareness course, and we'll tell you what a bad person you are and how you could drive more safely.
No, it's all brainwashing. It's all the state bringing us into communism, bringing us into socialism. And now you spoke out against the old mayor. The new mayor did get elected. You had tens of millions of listeners. I have no doubt that you helped swing the pendulum. And the reason I know that is I've been on probably 50, 60 or more other radio shows, and yours was the strongest out there. I would call most of the others just the simpering, ninnying. Literally, they sounded like castrated nymphs.
People won't stand up to authority. The British do not like to make a fuss. The British like to bow their heads and apologize if somebody says to them, shh, you can't do that.
What you need is a bunch of crazy rednecks over there. I don't know. We're pretty cowardly over here, too. We've been domesticated as well. I think the good life that our forebears gave us has made us a bunch of lazy slobs, myself included. James Whale, thought criminal, on the other side of this quick break, JamesWhaleRadio.com. Check it out. It's censored in the good old Airstrip 1.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653.
That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever, grave digger.
JamesWhaleRadio.com. Rebirth of the Phoenix right there. This is a quick segment. We'll come back in a long segment, have time to get into a host of issues. But James Whale, I know you didn't censor yourself, but you did even on air say, hey, I got to be careful. I got to watch it. I noticed you got more radical the last year or so, listening to the show sometimes online and also being a guest every few months. You can say whatever you want here. Now, what are some of the things you want to get off your chest? Some of the things you didn't say on Talk Sport you'd wanted to say, or maybe you said them, but you would have said them a little bit differently if you didn't know the censors were creeping about.
I mean, you first of all, are you allowed to talk about your commercials or not?
Yeah, I could talk about my commercials, and I say I don't like a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, the last one I heard, Hemp USA, listen, I had cancer about 8 years ago. And I need to get some of that. But, of course, you can't grow anything like that in the U.K. either.
Well, now, I like the hemp people. I like that.
Yeah. Now,
I just don't like people selling magic cubes on the show.
Yeah. But, listen, I've said for a long, long time, and they could have chucked me off the air if they'd wanted to. I've said, listen, there's a huge problem with drugs, right? Everywhere, over the world. The police have got their hands full with drugs, and I've said for a long time, legalize them all, everything. I don't care what you legalize. I don't care what you do.
I agree.
Don't care where you do it, as long as you don't get in my face, as long as you don't break the law, as long as you don't cause danger to anyone else.
Well, drug use goes down when you do that, but go ahead.
Of course. Well, prohibition. How did that work out in Chicago?
It didn't do too well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, the other thing, I had the former Chancellor of the Exchequer under Margaret Thatcher on my radio show the other night before I got kicked out. His name is Norman Lamont. He has written a book. He's decided that he's going to have a go at Al Gore, the big fat boar, and the global warming issue. And he has brought a lot of proof to bear that this whole fallacy about green issues, global warming and everything else is nothing more than scare tactics by certain interested parties. And these interested parties...
Well, yeah, he admitted that their own government report was staged, and documents have come out that they admit it's a global tax. It's a total...
Yeah, absolutely.
So what happened?
Here's a fact for you. The planet has not warmed up for over 10 years.
Yeah, we've been cooling...
1998, we started to cool, and we haven't done anything other than that.
Well, I know that the Earth is the lowest level of carbon dioxide ever recorded, going back hundreds of thousands of years. And ice core, we need carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
But, you know, the general public's so dumb over here, you can walk up to them and give them the scientific name for table salt or water, and they'll say ban it. They think carbon dioxide is like uranium or something.
Yeah. I mean, we have this wonderful thing, the carbon tax now, and people are encouraged to have the lowest carbon footprint they can have. What does that mean?
It's anti-human. It's a way to regulate and control you.
Yeah, absolutely. How much do you pay for fuel in your car?
We pay, on national average, about $4 a gallon now.
Okay, I because I'm now Europeanized, I can't think in gallons, but a liter. How many liters in a gallon? I can't remember.
That's right. You're not allowed to. In fact, shopkeepers get arrested that secretly try to wheel out their old pound scales.
That's how
much freedom you've got.
Good news is that the European Union said that's an infringement of their civil liberties to be done, so they can't be harassed that much anymore. But you can't find anything sold in anything other than liters or grams, or whatever it is. Now, for 1 liter of fuel in the United Kingdom at the moment, I'm paying on average £1.15.
So that's like $4.50. $4.50.
Yeah, that's for 1 liter.
Unbelievable.
87% of that goes to the government.
Good Lord.
How food has risen by something like 25% recently. You can't borrow money. They're foreclosing on mortgages. How are the people supposed to live? The question I have to ask is, why is nobody complaining about this?
Well, now there's more cops out giving tickets. And like I said earlier, I mean, we're literally infested. I mean, there are so many cops in Austin. We are infested.
Well, listen, we didn't have enough cops. So do you know what they did? Because it was difficult to become a British bobby, was quite a difficult feat. You know, you had to be intelligent.
So they bastardized it and hired all these little minions. Stay there. We're going to break. Long segment coming up. But I want to talk about James Whale, what it was like when they told you were fired, and were there any little victory speeches by the media about getting rid of this vicious rabble? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, You have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind.
And poets will rise again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll rise again.
I am an American Indian, my tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land, they left it here for me.
All right, we're back live with James Whale, well, JamesWhaleRadio.com. I really appreciate James Whale coming on with us today, and we'll have him back on a routine basis. In fact, we can do a simulcast sometime if he'd like. James, for those that just joined us, I want to be clear. The British papers are reporting that the government had you basically canned. They were, quote, looking at canning you and then put pressure on the station, and that they then let you go. News Corps is the parent company. Radio presenter James Whale sacked after urging listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. Controversial radio presenter James Whale has been sacked for urging his Talk Sport listeners to vote for Boris Johnson. His comments during a show on March 20th have sparked a number of complaints to the broadcasting watchdog, OFCOM. It's their job, not for profanity or sex or any. No. It's, you told the people who you liked. You had free, this is horrible, free speech. There are clear rules forbidding broadcasters from election bias. Oh, it's a bias. It's like being racist to have an opinion. And although the OFCOM investigation is not yet finished, TalkSport mounted its own inquiry and dismissed the veteran presenter. And then you can go on and look at the picture of this vicious criminal. It says biased TalkSport DJ James Whale. No, he's not a disc jockey, idiots at the newspaper. That's someone who spins records or CDs. TalkSport DJ James Whale has been sacked for urging people to vote Tory. And it goes on, Yorkshire-based Mr. Whale, 56, has worked for the station since it launched in 95. His show went out from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Thursday. An outspoken right-winger with a long history of courting controversy, he had considered standing for mayor himself before publicly pledging support for Mr. Johnson. And it went on to say, James Whale, guilty of serious error of judgment, which we found totally unacceptable, TalkSport said. This isn't the first time the controversial radio personality has created a stir. And it went on to just talk about page after page of the vicious things he's done. I mean, this is a person who actually doubts man-made global warming and speaks out against the religious tenet and so much more. What other things outrage the Ministry of Truth individuals?
Well, practically everything I say. But listen, I have to be, first of all, the enormous amount of complaints I got to what we refer to as Ofcom were three. Okay? But I have to, listen, I have to stick up for my former employees because they, you know, they were lent on. If they hadn't sacked me, they were in danger of losing their right to broadcast.
Okay? Yeah, but we need to have broadcasters fight the establishment, fight the system.
We have a, first of all, what I said, I'm fully aware of the rules that surround me, okay? And I thought that what I was saying was in a humorous vein. Do you know what I mean? I thought we were being a little satirical about this. As the Prime Minister was getting behind the other guy, I thought I should perhaps show that there was some support.
Notice how this works. Notice how all the government people and any other talk show host who's pro-New World Order, you're also anti-European Union and anti-New World Order, they're all allowed to say whatever they want. And this has been selectively enforced. You have been persecuted. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for that. I feel persecuted, I have to say, because, you know, I had a job one minute, the next minute I had no job. And I've been doing this, like you, Alex, for most of my life. Let me tell you, things today are far more difficult and far more restricted than they have ever been before.
Well, they're going to get a lot more restrictive as everybody goes bankrupt and they have the black-clad stormtroopers confiscating your homes. I mean, we can't have James Whale on air not, you know, saying, Hail Britannia. We've got to have somebody who is pro-New World Order, pro... I mean, look, 80-plus percent of your population is against going into the European Union. We can't have a talk show host who's wildly popular who agrees with sovereignty, can we?
No. It's a huge problem. You cannot do a talk radio show unless you have a point of view. I don't care what your point of view is, but you have to have a point of view. And it's not acceptable to suddenly say to somebody, you know, you can't think this, you can't think that, you can't say this, you can't say that. Otherwise, we have no freedom of speech.
And then the entire population, young people growing up, model their speech off of news, off of talk radio, and that's why we have a generation of people in this country and in your country, and because we used to have this here too, who where they always say that they don't have an opinion or couch everything like lawyers. Successful talk radio, the number one rule, and I know you know this, is that you have an opinion and you stick with it and that you don't back off.
Do you know how many talk radio stations we have in the UK?
Not many.
Well, we have one national one, which was the one I was on. These are commercial stations, not the BBC, obviously. They don't have any either. We have three local talk radio stations, one in London, one in Edinburgh, and one in Liverpool, and that is it.
I must have been on a bunch of their shows then, because I've been on a few in London, a few in Scotland, quite a few in Ireland, and then I... You know, the more I think about it, usually it was just a handful of station hosts.
Yeah,
and they would usually snivel at me and laugh at me, and or they'd call up saying they were friendly, which they could have said they hated me and I would have come on.
Yeah.
And then I'd get on air, and I'd later learn that it was a tape show, and they'd cut it up and then make fun of me. So I guess it's okay to then have a view that the government's good, surveillance is good. So you, actually, James, you can have a view just so long as it's groveling and worshiping the government.
Most people are frightened who are on the air in this country. They want to suck up to the people who employ them. I have been very, very lucky that my employers have encouraged me over the years to be controversial because nobody else in this country has done it. Now, I overstepped the mark. And to be quite honest with you, I actually didn't mean to do it. Some of it slipped out of my mouth.
You're a thought criminal. Exactly. Winston may have been speaking in his sleep when the telescreen picked it up.
You know, but I don't know. I have to say I have no animosity to them. If you know, if at some point they'd like to offer me a job back, I may well be prepared to say yes.
Say you're sorry to BB. Say apologize to Big Brother before they send you to the Chestnut Cafe.
But you know, I have discovered that the place for broadcasters is the internet, and that is the place where there is freedom of speech and there is freedom of expression. And in this country, we have hardly any internet radio to talk of. We got a few stations that play music. I can put a CD in my car or in my MP3. Hang on, I'm going to just turn that off for one moment because that's my other phone. I have to. Hang on. Do you like my a ringtone?
Yes, it's very nice. What was it?
It was some gangster rap that I recorded from some radio station in America. But I had to stop it before the rude words ensue.
Well, James, in the time we've got here, I agree that it's the future. But we need the old media to energize the new media. And that's what I've done. I've used old media platforms.
Yeah.
Starting out Access TV, then local radio, then syndicated radio, to then energize the new media, and then together the two have a synergy. And so that's why I think it's important that you get booked on as many UK shows as you can to launch your new website. That's why I hope people will visit it, will spread the word about it, because we need to see you rise out of the ashes like a phoenix.
I was on Sky TV this morning talking about the news. I'm on once a week at the moment on Sky Television, which is a satellite TV station like CNN over here, broadcasts all over the world. And I'm doing a few things. So I'm sitting here and reorganizing myself.
No, I understand. Tell us about the radio show. You just started it. You've got it coming up live in about 15 minutes. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to do on that show that you didn't do on the Big Brother program.
Well, at the moment, I'm just going to be talking. We don't have the facility to take calls and things live on air, and I'm going to talk to your people about how we can learn from you. But I'm going to be sitting here. I'm just going to be going through the newspapers. I'm going to be referring to some of the emails that people have sent me and stuff like that. And also, what we're probably going to do tonight as well, we're going to replay for the people who haven't been able to hear your radio show, you and me on for the last hour. We're going to replay this on jameswhaleradio.com as well.
Good. Absolutely. I asked you to do that, and that's a good idea. Thanks for doing that. But, I mean, you can't tell me that it's not wrong that they fired you. I mean, I understand you're trying to be friendly. You're still doing a spot on international TV through the same company. So I understand why you're trying to make nice, but they have fired you from your main job. If three complaints from haters of free speech and lovers of that monster Big Brother mayor you had that could do this, what about listeners contacting Talk Sport and politely telling them, and what about them contacting the little control freaks at the government body and telling them that this is seen as a real attack on free speech?
Whether or not that will have any effect at all, I don't know. But if people want to do that, there are people who are organizing all sorts of campaigns. I'd be very humble for them to do that. But I think I have to now. You know, they got rid of me. I have to look towards the future, and I have to look after my own interests and try and make something out of this, Alex, like you have.
Absolutely. Anything else? I mean, many other times you were biting your lip where you wanted to say something, but you self-censored. You know, just the thought of having to think about what you're going to say is censorship itself, many have found, looking at the basic psychology. Or are you afraid that they may nail you to the cross
for things you say now? I'm not afraid whatsoever.
Then engage in thought crime right now. Tell us what James Whale really thinks about Tony Blair. What he really thinks. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I've said this before, and this may have something to do with my present situation. I mean, Tony Blair was the biggest liability that this country has ever suffered. And I said this before on radio. I've said it in newspapers. I've said it on television. Let me tell you, when Tony Blair came to power, because people were bored with the old Tories, and people do get bored unless the politicians connect with them, and when they forget to connect, then people get bored and they go somewhere else. Tony Blair came in with his grinning smile and his lying ways, and he ruined the country. He came in with £50 billion in the chest, in the black, and he left office with something like £100 billion in debt. Most of this because of his ridiculous relationship with your George Bush, and the fact that they took us into this illegal war in Iraq and Afghanistan, where we are allowing our men and women to be killed. We are allowing people to spend billions of dollars and billions of pounds, which we can't afford, my friend. We cannot afford it. And this is where it has to stop. you know, the people of Britain, and I dare say a lot of the people in America when they learn the truth, did not want us to go to war. They didn't see any reason why we should flatten Iraq, why we should kill so many innocent people and allow so many of our people to be killed. Somebody has got to speak out. It's got to stop. And we actually have the power if we did but know it.
But if the people on the airwaves aren't allowed to ever say their views, how are the people ever going to get together? This is designed to neutralize the people having their will heard in government. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the same in America, I presume, as here, that if you are writing in a newspaper, you can say whatever you like. You can have a view on anything. So, therefore, why is the radio and the TV, to a certain extent, different?
James, how did this go down when they called you in and fired you for your thought crime?
Well, they didn't. They phoned me up and told me. They didn't call me in.
And what did they say? I mean, how did it go?
Well, they just said, listen, James, very sorry, but we can't, you know, you're going to have to go. We can't accept this sort of behavior. And that was it, really. I mean, I said, oh, right, okay. I was a bit shocked, I have to be honest with you.
James, we cannot accept this type of behavior. Free speech in England. What do you think this is, a free country? Run him through immediately.
You have to understand that at this particular moment in time, I can't say much about that, obviously, because my lawyers are looking over it.
I understand, but is there any chance, I mean, to get you back on air? I mean, I would imagine, I mean, being on the same station for, I mean, close to 15 years, that has got to really, a huge audience has to really upset all of your fans. I bet they are just who do they replace you with?
I don't know. I mean, I think that they haven't even thought that far, and they'll replace me with somebody who is a very safe bet.
Well, what do they have on the air right now?
Say again?
What do they have on right now?
Do you know, when I never have bothered to listen when I'm not on. If I'm not on, if I'm on holiday, I'm not one of these paranoid people who listens to see whether the guy on instead of me is any better or any worse.
No, but I mean, I would want to know at least. I mean, they probably got somebody in there doing sewing lessons or how to play patty cake or how to lick black boots or how to worship a surveillance camera. I mean, you now have surveillance cameras that shout orders at you. It sounds like freedom to me, James.
I don't know, and I don't care. If they decide that the public would like to have me back on air, then maybe they will say, listen, James, you know, perhaps we can come to some arrangement, we can bury the hatchet. I don't know. But I do know that I will continue to improve the presence and improve the sort of free radio, if you like, that we can get on the Internet without interference.
Well, I agree, but this sounds like Vladimir Putin, where he fires people from private stations because he doesn't like them. I mean, is the UK like Russia?
No, the UK, the radio stations have no choice. They are told by this organization, Ofcom.
So it's Russia. It is Russia. Let's admit what it is.
Who hand out the licenses to broadcast. If you don't do what we tell you, we will take your license away.
Well, that is obscene. That is that needs to be abolished. England needs to be free. And the creatures that are running it, I mean, your establishment is totally trying to enslave you. I mean, there's no doubt they're squeezing the peasantry. And
I'm going to be living in the woods hunting with my bow and arrow just to keep myself alive for the next few months.
Well, how are you doing money-wise? I hope you get some big sponsors. Looks like you've already got some for James Whale Radio.
Well, we will. I mean, at the moment it's a bit touch and go, but I hope in the next few weeks that we will be able to sign some people up and help. Hopefully we'll get some people to support a new free form of broadcasting here in the UK. Maybe we can open a branch of Prison Planet UK or something.
Yes, maybe we can get the mayor of London to give you a job as a city broadcaster. We'll be right back with James Whale.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Final segment, we'll have to have James Whale pop back in with us in the next few weeks. For those that listen on the internet at InfoWars.com, we will be rebroadcasting the full 4 hours of the radio show back to back as soon as it ends for all the AM and FM affiliates. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 hours live. Who we'd have on today? The start of the show, Jim Tucker. Moles Inside Trilateral Commission. Exactly what they're up to. He's proven to be deadly accurate. That's going to restart in about 4 minutes. And then we've got David Rothkopf. He is the head of Kissinger and Associates, top globalist, openly calling for world government. Had him on for 30 minutes with us. Unbelievable interview. Then Mike Rivero, investigative journalist Joseph Stryzak, who was Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. Madam's friend, managed the building she lived in, where she said men were after her, trying to kill her. And guess what? I just came in on the fax machine, Park Lake Towers. I have, from him, the letter she sent with her interest to buy the condo for $199,000, unit 207, with her handwriting. I happen to have her handwriting, not the contract, but the cover sheets. And let me just tell you, it does not look like a good fake. Whoever did this tried to copy her handwriting, but it is not the real McCoy. A professional copier did not do this. Not that I'm a handwriting expert, but I've seen TV programs on it, and I'm an artist, and I know how to look at the letters, and it's not the same. Different person, big time. Oh, man, this is really, really bad. But it doesn't have to be that fake for the population. So we're going to be having this scanned in up on JonesReport.com and a report on it for everybody in the next few hours. Also, PrisonPlanet.com. But remember, retransmission on the internet starts in about 3 minutes at InfoWars.com. You'll want to tune in to hear Jim Tucker and the rest of it. James Whale, in closing, JamesWhaleRadio.com, we salute you for not backing down from the censors. And we say, may you rise again greater than ever. to defeat the enemy. When I heard you the last few years get more hardcore against the New World Order, and one of the only show taking me serious in the UK, I wondered just a few weeks ago when I was on how you were still on the air. I guess you got sacked a few days after that.
Well, yeah, a couple of weeks now. But thank you, Alex, very much indeed. It's a pleasure to be on your program. I love to talk to you. I love to listen to your show. And I'm a huge fan, as you know.
Well, we're a fan of what you're doing. We're a fan of you fighting the European Union, taking over England. In closing, they said that with the European Constitution, they promised you'd be able to vote on it. Then they lied and didn't allow that. 80%+ in the polls. I mean, you live there, you know better than I, but most polls I see are 80%+ are against the European Union. Why are you still being sucked into it?
We have no choice. We have not been allowed to have our say. I suppose, you know, it's like everything else. If you went to the polls and you said, do you want to bring back capital punishment, which we don't have in this country, the majority of people would say yes. If you were to say, do you want to be a member of the European Union, the majority of people would say no. If you would say, do you want to cut the tax on fuel, the majority of people would say yes. So I'm at a loss to know, Alex, where democracy actually is anymore.
Well, I mean, that's it. They tax you to social engineer and destroy the middle class so they have full control. And then they order the police to not stop real criminals, but to go out and write you tickets so you beg for more police so that they can write you more tickets. James Whale, radio show starts in about 2 minutes at jameswhaleradio.com. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon, Alex. Good night, everybody.
Take care. James, if you'd like, we'll talk for a second off air here in just a moment, but we're going to end transmission right now. Again, if you missed any of this Power Pack show, the first hour was amazing. The rebroadcast starts right now at Infowars.com. To John Harmon, to Billy Bob, to everybody running the show, great job. We salute and thank you all. Back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. And Burmis will be sitting in tomorrow, then I'll be back. But as I said, ladies and gentlemen, retransmission starts now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has